This is PFW in Progress.
Here's a nice piece of s***.
PFW in Progress.
Get poop again!
He called the s***.
This is the best night of my life.
With Red Kirsch.
Shut up!
Paul Perillo.
Where's my snack pack?
You got a banana. You don't need no snack pack.
You know I like snack pack. Why can't you just give me a snack pack?
And Andy. And Andy?
Whoa. The part of the story I don't like is that the little boy gave up looking for happy after an hour. That little boy's got to think. You got a pet. You got a responsibility.
Andy Hart.
If your dog is lost, you don't look for an hour and then call it quits. You get your ass out there and you find that dog.
Some guy named Tom.
I am the smartest man alive!
And you never know, Rory might stop by.
Oh, Hart, want to touch the hiney?
PFW in Progress.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. The gang is all here. It's Thursday at Gillette Stadium. It's a rainy, raw day in Foxborough, but we're warm with Patriots excitement. Very excited about the 2008 season.
What the hell are you talking about?
I think it's going to be another great season.
I'm warm with a chicken parm sandwich.
Well, first things are first, we have to shout out to Frank in Colorado. We want to thank Frank for today's repast. Just a lovely assortment of food from Papa Gino's.
Did you just turn it to Eric?
Hey, Eric, would you swallow a thesaurus?
Wow.
Repast? Now do we need Eric to actually tell you how to say it? Because usually you get
it wrong.
Someone needs to tell me what it means.
I've never heard repast.
You got a chicken parm?
Yeah.
Did it have any sauce on it?
Not much.
Oh, okay.
Looks good, though.
I figured he scraped all mine off of his. And
What was wrong with
your sandwich? I took a look at both of them first.
I did look at both of them.
Don't kid yourself.
All right, but Frank, thank you so much.
My
Frank
first
sends us an email.
Was wide open.
Frank's email says, hey, guys, good job keeping up the 2 times per week schedule so far this offseason. Enjoy the lunch.
Thanks, Frank.
Emphasis on so far.
No offense, and I don't want to be offensive to a guy who just bought us lunch, but I'm not really familiar with Frank.
Frank from Colorado?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's a regular. Of course he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate the lunch, and I want to get to know him better now that he's an insider and bought us food.
Yeah, he didn't have any...
What, do you want to rub his leg?
He didn't have any comments in his email?
Nope. Unless he gets us another lunch. If he has something he wants to contribute later on, of course, we'll get right to his email.
Yes. Make sure you keep an eye out for
Frank
him.
Frank is our person of the day.
We love him. So. I've always been a big fan of Frank's.
All right. So, guys, what's going on? And while you're thinking of that, I'll give out the email address, webradio at patriots.com. That's webradio at patriots.com.
Frank,
the phone number,
the tank.
508-543-7482, in case you want to call. But again, that email is webradio at patriots.com. March Madness starts today. A lot on the line for Paul Perillo. How many pools are you in, Paul?
Eight.
So, Paul is the king of the pools. So... You guys involved in any pools, anyone?
Yeah, of course.
My pools involve more betting games separately.
Oh, okay.
So. I'm just enjoying watching
Fred, you're not
games.
In the pool here?
I'm not in the pool. The last time I got involved with the pool here, CBS website kept sending me emails for the next year. I kept trying to unsubscribe, and
You can't unsubscribe from any of those email things.
No.
Because you don't have a junk email address
you use for those kinds
of
things?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Nope.
That's what I always do.
You don't have a delete button?
I do, but it's
You get like 8 million of them all the time.
Yeah.
Bother me. Just delete them all.
And then every once in a while you say, did you get that email on something? He goes, oh, maybe I deleted that with the other ones.
Therein lies the problem. You are correct.
All right.
Because I do sometimes.
Mass deletions.
I just delete that, things that
the
I
empty
need to
thing.
Keep.
It just empties all of them, too. Fred, we do have a couple notes. Bill Belichick at his annual Florida trip.
Let's get to them.
Was at the Florida NIT game last night behind the bench with his friend Urban Meyer.
Yeah, I was at the game.
Who
evidently, as Andy told me this morning, in Florida is known as what?
Well, according to the comment on the story I read, Urban Liar. Urban, they said, evil has come together. Urban Liar and Bill Belichick at the Gators game tonight. That was one of the comments.
What are they saying he's lying about?
I don't know. You think I follow Florida? I have no idea.
Thought you said you read the story.
No, the story was just about the basketball game and the fact they were there, and the crowd started chanting, the students started chanting New York Giants and 18 and 1. But apparently Bill smiled at him and gave him like a thumbs up.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Right.
You know,
inside, you know, he was wishing they were dead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you got to take it, you know?
It is what it is, as he would say.
I, in turn, would give Bill a thumbs up for taking it the way, you know.
Sure.
Much like that 14-year-old girl from New Hampshire took it in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Oh.
Fred. Okay. 14. Fred. I started that whole thing with 14.
What is wrong with
that?
You
should have eliminated any comment like that.
I'm
right
just wondering where you're going with that.
God. Unbelievable.
You can't say anything around Fred.
Oh,
I used to worry
around
about
me.
That. I used to worry
holy
about that.
Holy mackerel.
You have passed me, I think.
Oh, sure.
And
sure.
I'm known for it. I'm the idiot on the staff. You're our leader.
He's right about that. He is the idiot on the staff. I agree.
That's true. I agree with that, too. In fact, I wrote it on your review.
Andy is the idiot of the staff.
And every staff is an idiot. And the other one was the Patriots worked out Golston yesterday in Columbus, which most accurately means that they might have an interest in him.
Right. You don't know.
Which means the phrase most accurately is most asinine.
Do we know who was there for the Patriots?
No.
No. We just know that there were a Patriots representative or representatives at this event.
Right.
Was it a pro day or just private?
No, private.
Was it
private?
Private. Ooh. Wow.
Was that the game?
Okay.
Yeah, we know Bill wasn't there because he was watching basketball. He also, just another side note to that, he had a green St. Louis Cardinals hat on, so probably touch base with Tony La Russa. They're in Florida, right, Paul?
Cardinals? Or are they in Arizona? I don't know.
I think they're in Florida.
We were going to go drink.
Yeah. Okay.
Because wasn't he pulled over drunk driving in Florida?
We were going to go drink.
La Russa.
I think they are in Florida. Yeah. I'm not positive.
So this trip has really become just the annual little spring training, catch up with my friends, check out Florida.
Isn't he go fishing with somebody?
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson, yeah.
He has been with Parcells a little bit lately. I'm sure that has come to an end, however,
right,
with Parcells in Miami.
Maybe or maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe Parcells told him, I'm just collecting a check. I really don't care about
the
Dolphins.
I'm really a figurehead, Bill.
I did the same thing in Dallas, but I was doing it in Miami.
And the team officially gets back to work on Monday.
You know, speaking of that,
off-season,
the OTAs.
The OTAs, yeah.
Wow.
That Dallas stuff, Tom, that you just kind of mentioned with Parcells. I thought it was funny that he signed a couple of defensive backs from Dallas.
Oh, yeah. The
Nathan Jones,
who I can't even comprehend why he's still in the league. I don't. One thing interesting, though, I was talking to Albert Breer, though, Paul, about, and he mentioned Keith Davis. You know how we kind of joked when he left?
Yeah.
He said, you're gonna be...
I never heard of him.
No, but no, he's not. He's just a special teams guy. But Breer said he was one of the last Parcells guys in the locker room. Like when things kind of got out of control, Davis was a leader that said, you know, enough of this. Let's get to work. And he's like a Parcells type guy like that. And he said, that's just another guy you take out of that locker room who kind of set things straight. And, you know, that's probably going to hurt the team.
I would assume
bit.
The other guy was a little like that, too. Otherwise, I don't think Bill doesn't go after the guys from other teams that aren't, you know, like thinking, you know, from him, you know, his, you know, the whole Parcells guys thing. I think
circle the wagon guys.
Yeah, and I don't know how good those players are because they had a pretty suspect secondary the last couple of years, and those guys didn't seem to play a lot. So I don't know if they're just special team kind of players
or
what.
Probably what he's got them for.
All right. Any other NFL wide news?
Cards are in Jupiter, Florida, according to Gary Brodekai.
Okay, so that would make sense.
How did you know that? Did he say it?
He just wrote it.
Oh.
Jupiter is also where Parcells has his house, I think.
So maybe Parcells, La Russa, Belichick had a little dinner by candlelight with Urban Liar.
You must be in another galaxy.
any other NFL news you want to touch on?
Well, I told Tom there was a Chad Johnson, I guess, was on the Best Damn Sports Show, and there was a quote. They asked him about going to the Cowboys, and what was the phrase? He said, if I go there, the only question is what finger do I put it on? No ifs, ands, or buts about it, basically saying it's a sure thing that they'd win the Super Bowl. And he also said he wouldn't have a problem with T.O. because it's just like in Cincinnati now where T.J.'s a 1-2, and we just happen to have 2-1s. I haven't heard T.J. Hushman's out of speak much, and T.O. speaks nonstop.
Now, why Dallas?
He loves T.O. He's always – Chad Johnson's always loved T.O.
I think he was just asked about it. I don't think it was a specific.
Did they ask him about specifically Dallas, or did he bring that up?
No, no, no. They asked about going to Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Probably because they didn't get lost and they were figuring.
Basically, Dallas is now the Patriots, where whenever there's a free agent or whatever, they say, you know, well, he could go there. I just don't – I don't really see it. They don't really have the money to give him.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
But like the Patriots are always linked. Like whenever some big name is like, well, watch out for New England.
Especially
if they're involved
or not. Troubled veteran who just wants to win and bring back his career. There's sort of that.
And then in the 5,000 people that Bill signed, they'll go back to the two that were like that and say, well, remember, he brought in Corey Dillon. He brought in Randy Moss.
There was I've been sort of following this with rumors and little references. Sean Alexander, last fall, there was a reference that should Alexander, who's struggling right now, whatever, get cut, the Patriots have long been interested. And now since he hasn't been cut yet, though, right?
No.
He's still, but there is the expectation that he's going to be cut at some point.
Well, they did sign Julius Jones.
Right. And they have
first, maybe?
They have a couple other guys, too. They still have that Maurice Morris, right? And they have T.J. Duckett.
They also signed T.J. Duckett. That's correct.
But I've seen it again, that a possibility. Cincinnati's, I guess, another one because he's from the Cincinnati area. But still little references to the Patriots could be interested.
Yeah,
I don't know why. But
I've always been a Sean Alexander fan, but my gut tells me he's done. Because he's always been lazy. There's always been questions about his work ethic and things
like that. Oh, you were
talking
about practice?
And
I thought there were questions about other things.
Oh, what?
You know,
that's
Eric,
why
Eric stuff.
That's why you're the idiot of the staff.
But I just don't see that being a great fit. Like him being a backup to
Sammy Morris,
an extra, unless Morris isn't going to.
Yeah, I don't know what you do. I mean, if you bring him in, you want to.
I don't think
use him.
I don't think he's a Bill Belichick type of guy.
Does he go? Is he number two over Morris or? How does that work?
Well, if you brought him in, that's what it would be for, but I don't see the reason to bring him in.
Right.
Isn't somebody going to throw a little money at him just thinking he's still Sean Alexander?
Yeah. I would think so.
So.
The Eagles. Well, they tried to get him. They tried to get him last before he signed the big contract.
They lucked out not getting
him. Yeah, they were interested in him.
Well, they're the team making the moves this offseason, too, so that's not out of the
early favorites for the
question.
Super Bowl. Asante Samuel might get another ring.
Nope. He's guaranteed that. He guaranteed he will never drop another ball in the Super Bowl.
I hope he has a pick six in the Super Bowl to win it for him.
Well, he won't, so I don't have to worry about
it. Idiot.
All right. Anything but Patriots.com.
That's
going to
do it. We'll see you next Tuesday. What are you all writing?
Games are starting in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, what else?
We're going to lose some listeners today because they can't possibly be listening to us live and watching games on their computer.
Sure they can. Why not?
You couldn't do it here. I can't watch a YouTube clip.
Well,
in this stadium.
Have to be involved, but you can listen to radio and watch TV. Come on, you can do that.
No, my point was a lot of people
do it every week.
Yeah. Oh, at work
they wouldn't be able to have both live things streaming at the same time.
That's true.
You ever hear of the NCAA tournament? Really bogs down broadband internet access.
Are we allowed to do that, or do they block that?
We're allowed to, but they blame that for every IT issue we've ever had.
Is that right?
But, you know, then the computers were running very slow
that
day.
There
was all kinds of internet problems, and Andy, you know, called the help desk, and they told him, quote, ever hear of March Madness?
Wow.
Fred, let me ask you as a boss. A lot of these companies now are blocking that you can't watch that.
Yep.
The argument would be for them to block it is that you're working, you know, you're losing money when you're watching the tournament. But the other side would be it's promoting, you know, everyone's like in the pools together. It's promoting that goodwill at work. How do you see that?
I think it depends on what's going on. I mean, if there's stuff that needs to be done and it's not getting done because people are watching NCAA, that's a bad thing, you know. I don't know.
I just think, I told you guys, I think this in the office, they give you that number that $3.6 billion is lost due to time wasted over the people are going to waste time if they want to waste time. It doesn't have to be the NCAA tournament. They're going to find.
We do it all the time.
Right. They're going to find something to look up on the internet. They're going to.
It's hard for us to really talk about it because we're so in a downtime right now that, you know, it kind of lends itself. But I mean, not everybody that works for a living has the ups and downs that you do, like during, you know, from July to February, where we really wouldn't have 10 minutes to watch something like this, as opposed to now, where, you know, we have the time. I don't know. what about the argument, Fred, the other side, that if you block it from work and then no one can have any access to any of that stuff while they're at work, wouldn't that lead you the next year to maybe have...
To call in sick?
Yeah, yes. 5%
no
of
question.
Your workers call in sick or find a way to take a vacation day that they normally wouldn't have or something?
But that's fine, you know, because if you take a vacation day, you're entitled to take vacation day whenever you want.
But what if 20% of your staff calls in sick?
Oh, by the way, this is the one of the E-Trade ones. This is the one
like
I was talking
baby
about.
Talking?
I thought the argument was supposed to be that if the things need to be done, they're not getting done. Because of the NCAA tournament. So evidently you don't care that the work is not getting done. Somebody, the guy takes a vacation day, the work's not getting done.
All your staff takes a sick day the same day.
If one of you guys take a vacation day, somebody else picks up his slack.
What if we
all
take
one tomorrow?
Well, if you all take it, then that's not good.
That's what I mean. You could be forcing a lot of people into not coming in.
Well, then I'd have a problem.
But that's my point. I'm not saying you. I'm saying the theory of it behind
Eric just comes whenever he wants. He'll be in Italy in the next 3 months.
Eric's a human vacation day.
Egypt.
Eric has asked us not to do anything in May.
Yeah.
You know,
He's not around.
We can't have Tom and Chris.
May's not good for Eric.
I said late May. Late May for the basketball game.
You're going to Italy again, right?
No, Egypt.
Are you going to Egypt this year?
Mm-hmm.
For 2 weeks?
Can I ask you a question?
I'm taking 2 weeks. My
Why?
2 weeks off.
And pyramids.
My trip falls within
those
2 weeks.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Be careful.
I'm going to try.
You ever been to Las Vegas?
No.
Why don't you go there? A lot of fun.
I don't want to go to Las Vegas.
Why does he have to
Sin
be careful?
Sin City.
I'm
it's
going.
Perfect.
No, but when you go to Egypt, water, food,
bottled
make sure
water.
You get your shots. Yep. Well, a lot of people come back sick from there.
I've checked with various sources, and they all say you don't need shots to go to Egypt.
You don't need them. But I mean,
you might want to get them.
Yeah.
Eric, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I'm going to Las Vegas. You're going to Egypt. Tell me what. What are you,
when are you
doing?
Going to Vegas?
I'm going for, in July for a vacation and a. Mm-hmm. Job interview.
honeymoon
and job interview.
Yep.
But what are you going to see in Vegas or Egypt? Like, what are you going to do? I'm dead serious here. I just don't know. What are you going to do? Look at pyramids? What?
Right. That's exactly it. You go to all the ancient sites and visit them. And
what are all the ancient sites? I don't know.
Pyramids. Well, there are pyramids, there are tombs, there's
boring.
The Antiquities Museum.
The
yeah,
Sphinx.
I know, it's boring. The Sphinx.
No, I'm fascinated.
No, he likes sphincters, not Sphinx.
see. I've just always loved Egypt.
So you're just
going to
go like
to
different
you go
places
to, yeah,
in the... Okay.
Exactly. Every day there's a different site. There's a million of them in Egypt because they were miraculously well-preserved over there.
While you're doing that, I'll have some girl shaking her tatas in my face.
How do you know we won't be getting that in Egypt?
You won't.
Don't they have to cover their faces and stuff over there?
Not in the tourist areas, I don't think.
But it's interesting. You know, you see all these postcards of the Great Pyramids. But that's one side of the street. Directly across from it is like all these like cheap tourist stops and everything.
Oh,
you're
really?
Going to be amazed.
Yeah, it looks like it's out in the middle of the desert.
It looks like that,
but
that's
only
not.
In one direction.
Right.
Yeah.
It looks
been there?
No.
Oh.
But I've talked to people who have.
Yeah, our host.
I used to live in one of the pyramids.
I thought that was
bad. Did I ever tell you when I used to live in Egypt?
Didn't you go to the American University in Cairo?
No.
Did you start some magazine over there? Egypt Collegiate Times or
Pyramids Today.
Pyramids Today, and then some TV show stole it.
All right, on the phone right now is John in L.A. John, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, John?
Good. Hey, you know, Eric, you can see pyramids in Vegas, too.
Oh, that's right.
Go to the Luxor.
True. Luxor. I'm going to the real Luxor. Though.
I've been to the Luxor.
MGM Grand.
And the real pyramids.
They even have a little boat trip indoors in the Luxor you can take.
Really?
Yeah, it's great. Vegas is great. Yeah, Eric, you really should go at some point.
I will. I will one day.
Eric, by the way,
never
actually, happened. I think, does a genuinely good job hosting.
Thank you, John.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
I really do think he's good. I mean, I think everyone who does it does well, but I think Eric does very well.
Oh, my God.
Why are you sucking up to him?
No, I'm just trying to be fair.
Good man, John. Thank
no
you.
No place
it's
for that
honesty.
Here. Appreciate it.
Anyway, I wanted to – this is a discussion that had been going on Pats fans, which, as we talked about last week, has sort of gone downhill. People are genuinely arguing that Ellis Hobbs is better than Asante Samuel.
Huh?
That he had, like, a better year, or at least comparable to him.
Who is arguing?
That is funny!
There are several posters there who are arguing this.
Fred
K. And they've got stats to back it up where, like, you know, the times he was thrown to and completions... allowed and touchdowns allowed and
you can't look at it that way. I mean, the reason why they don't throw Samuel's direction is because he is the better quarterback.
Well, I'd be on there arguing, but I got banned from that site. So
Ellis Hobbs stinks.
He doesn't stink. And why do you?
He's,
why
not,
do you,
he's not in Samuel's class. That's
no,
the argument.
He's not.
He's not in his
that
class.
Doesn't mean he stinks.
He's a right. low end starting corner at best.
Low end.
Yeah.
I think he's middle of the pack.
Nowhere
near Asante Samuel.
Well, Asante Samuel is one of the top three or four cornerbacks in the league.
So why didn't they re-sign him?
Good question, but that's not what we're talking about. You know, we're talking about how good is Ellis Hobbs compared to one of the top, you know, three or four cornerbacks in the league.
What does Ellis Hobbs do well?
I think that he
returns kicks.
He tackles well.
He's got a lot of practice when
I'm
they complete
sure.
him on.
I'm not so sure well. Of that.
I think in a,
he's
I
th- an okay tackle.
I think in this league he's a middle of the pack cornerback.
Yeah.
Well, this is the only league that counts.
I don't
That's
think
he's playing.
I don't think he stinks.
How is he in the CFL?
He would be one of the top.
I think he'd get killed.
You know? So I just think you're being overly harsh on him.
There's more ground to cover.
I haven't seen him make a play.
Oh, you've seen him make plays. You've also seen him get burned.
A lot. I've seen him get burned. I've seen him just give up completions seemingly at will by not, you know, closing on his cushion. I've seen him be there and not be able to make a play on the ball. I just
You know who you'd never see not closing on his cushion is Eric.
Yeah. Nice setup.
Trying
John.
To be balanced, Eric.
Yep. No, I see what you
fair doing. And balanced, John in
sure.
L.A.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's
all right.
A lot. Thanks, John. I don't think it's an argument though to say that Ellis Hobbs is better than Asante Samuel.
No,
that's crazy.
Comparable.
That's silly talk. That's silly talk.
Chad Johnson and Wes Welker are a lot closer than Ellis Hobbs and Asante Samuel.
I agree with that too.
And that was their last argument we discussed on this show.
I agree with that. I think Wes Welker is a better wide receiver and closer to the elite than Ellis Hobbs is at cornerback.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with Andy. I'd like someone to email in and just let me know when he's made it like a play, like a real play where he's knocked down a pass in a key situation where he's,
He did in Indianapolis against the Colts 2 years ago in the end zone.
Okay.
That's true.
You know?
That was a good play.
No recollection of that whatsoever.
He did. I remember the play.
I do remember it.
That was the best play I think he's ever made. I would have to give him that.
I need more than one play every 2 years to...
No, but I'm just saying, and he's made plays.
In my opinion, the times that he knocks passes away seem to me, and maybe it's because I don't think he's that good and I'm biased, but it seems to me that it looks like the ball is not thrown properly. That's when he makes the play on the ball. Like in San Diego.
Happens a lot.
San Diego when
New York.
Vincent Jackson was about 8 yards behind him and Phillip Rivers threw off his back foot. It was about 5 yards underthrown. Hobbs leaped, made a great diving play that could never have been made if the ball was anywhere near the receiver. That's the kind of play
that
Hobbs
makes.
That's
why I think I'm being fair because I think you do hate him. And I actually really like him, but I just don't think he's very good.
I don't hate him. That's a complete wrong characterization.
You dislike pass defenses that are given to
him.
That
are drops.
See, I disagree. I think
he's
had pass defenses, and you go, oh, that's Ellis Hobbs.
I call those
he's one of your guys.
I call those Ellis Hobbs pass defensed. When the ball hits the receiver in the chest, Hobbs comes in, tackles the guy, and he drops it, and they call it a pass defense.
It's
not a pass defense.
Let's be honest, though. I mean, you know, we watch other games besides the Patriots. A clean deflection by a player where he comes in, gets his handed. Those are rare. You don't see a lot
of
quarterbacks.
That's a pass defense, or I'll even say if the guy.
But you don't see a lot of those.
I see a ton of them. I see Asante Samuel do that a lot, as a matter of fact.
But that's why he's one of the best.
But don't tell me you don't see a lot of them. Don't tell me that's rare.
I don't see a lot of, you know.
I mean, good cornerbacks end up with about 20 of those a season.
I see more of, you know, it was a tough catch and, you know, the guy was right on him. But not where he's got such good position where he can get his hand in there and just deflect it away.
See, I'll even say if
I don't see a lot of those.
I'll even say if the guy catches the ball and then the tackler comes in and knocks it free, that's a pass defense.
Absolutely.
But I see passes. I mean, Andy makes fun of me all the time. He thinks I exaggerate. But I see more often than not, the guy drops the ball and he's losing the ball, and then Hobbs comes in, knocks him down. And they call it a pass defense.
I don't think that should. No, you're right. I agree with that. But I just think cornerback is a. You know, to be the type of cornerback we're all thinking we'd like, there aren't a lot of them, and there's a reason for that in the NFL. It's really...
Well, I do think there's not a lot of good corners in the league. And that might – maybe that's if I watched 20 other teams more often, I might rate Ellis Hobbs a little higher because I'd see how bad they are number two and three.
I think you would.
But I also, I just
watch different teams every week
who
the Patriots play.
And why is that? Why is it that?
Doesn't have the instincts.
No, not Hobbs. But why is it that corner is a position where they're just not that many?
The sophisticated nature of the passing games in the league, the corners are at a drastic disadvantage.
And Parcells would say that, you know, if you're 6'2 or above and you're a really good athlete, you're playing basketball. He's always thought that they lose a lot of tight ends and defensive secondary to basketball, you know. But
does it anything to do with the rules, too?
I think it's always been that way. I think that cornerbacks have always been at a drastic disadvantage.
Well, I think they have, but even more so now.
Yeah, the rules might have lumped on.
But I'm just saying, I don't think it really has anything to do. Well, I think I felt back like in that the ever day since with 1978 the Raiders, when they stopped you being
right,
able to bump and
exactly.
run. If that's the rule you're talking about, then I agree with that.
Well, but now the emphasis on
and then
calling it tighter.
Contact after five
yeah, absolutely.
Yards and all that.
Right.
You know.
I mean, they really do have to be careful. It's tough. I just think it's hard to be what we want a cornerback to be in this league.
Who's better, Otis
Smith
or Ellis
Hobbs?
Want
him to be around the ball sometimes.
Otis in his prime?
And what do you prefer?
A guy that takes chances and gets beat
or a guy that is just kind of blah? Because Otis had a reputation as a big play guy going either
one way or the other.
There was a big play coming. It's his or the
other.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
Because Bill probably, my guess is Bill likes a guy that doesn't give up the big play and also doesn't make it. He seems to be a guy that wants middle of the road and we'll give up a 20-yarder and we'll play another down and all
right.
that.
Right. We'll live to play another down. Right.
So I
like Ellis Hobbs more than Otis Smith, but I don't know. I agree with you that his reputation was big plays either way, but I'm not sure that Otis Smith was a big risk taker. I think that he just tended to make big plays.
Maybe.
I don't, like Terrell Buckley, to me, was a risk taker.
OTIS.
He jumped
Missouri.
A lot of routes, right. got beat a lot, and then once in a while came up with a big play. Not so much with the Patriots, but right. earlier in his career.
Well, here's the thing that disappoints me about Hobbs is when you hear the assistant coaches, and I've even heard Belichick mention to Hobbs about use your speed and quickness. So obviously they think that this guy has that, and you would think that a guy that has that type of speed and quickness would be able to, you know, close that gap and not have to. You know, there's some guys that have to give that cushion. But, he seems to have the speed and quickness where he wouldn't have to,
right.
but he does. And that's the part where I'd like him to see improvement on.
But that's technique, too. Just because you can run fast forward doesn't mean you can backpedal and then run fast forward.
No, that's right.
You know, there's a transition there that
but might I remember it was the Giants game, not the Super Bowl, but the last preseason game. Belichick was on the sideline. And he was talking to Hobbs. He says, look, don't get into all of that. They were, remember all the talk?
Yeah.
Just use your speed and quickness. Don't get into that. Just use your speed and quickness. You know, so, I mean, we all know he's fast.
Right.
We've seen that. Quickness doesn't always equal, being fast. But he seems to have the good swivel hips that a cornerback needs. The question is, does he have the instincts? And, does he have the type of quickness that a cornerback needs to not have to give a cushion? Ty Law was amazing at that. I don't know. He had no speed, but he had instincts.
Yeah.
And he did have those swivel hips where he could turn on a dime and match, step for step with a guy who was faster
than
him.
That's why I brought up Otis Smith, because I'm beyond thinking he's Asante Samuel or Ty Law. I'm wondering what's his ceiling. Where is he? Is he going?
You asked the question, didn't give us your opinion.
I don't. I like guys who make plays, so I'd probably take Otis. Ellis hasn't made any plays in my mind.
I agree that Otis Smith made more plays than Ellis Hobbs. I don't think
so.
I think that's indisputable. I just think that the plays that Otis Smith didn't make were more frequent than the ones that Hobbs didn't.
But and the other thing is Hobbs regressing? I mean, is he getting worse?
Well, let's see. I mean, maybe he did have a groin injury. We know he had a wrist injury at one point. This is his year. We've got to see something here.
I'm going to hold out for his sixth year. When it's his sixth year, I'm going to say that year five to year six leap.
Only
is
in New England do you get 5 years to prove yourself.
All right, on the phone right now is Anthony in Naples. Anthony, how you doing?
Hey, it's good to be back. The band has been lifted. I felt like I was in high school, I got suspended or something,
You were the first ever. So you
was
hold
I really?
Power is
yeah.
really going yeah. to Gary's head.
Yeah, hey, you got to do what you got to do. I'm paving the way, I guess.
Yep.
But it's interesting that you bring it up, Ellis Hobbs there. It's his third year coming in right now, right?
Fourth.
Is it his fourth?
Yep. Yeah, last year was his third.
I was going to say, usually year three you get a little you know, they get a little bit better.
So
but
much,
you know,
not so much. Thanks, Anthony.
Well, he had some injuries this year. So
what's that?
Well, yeah, had
that's true. But listen, on his behalf, you know, I've been making the argument all year. You know, when you were watching all those games, they just constantly picked on him. You know, because they weren't thrown to Asante's side at all.
To me, it's not even about the amount, Anthony, and I totally agree with you. It's not even about the volume. It's the time. It's when the other team needs a completion, you know where they're going. You know, when it's third and nine, you know they're not going Samuel's way. They might try a shot at Samuel on first and 10 or something like that. So it might even out the amount of times they threw at Samuel as opposed to Hobbs. But it seems to me when the other team needs a play, they know where to go.
Now they can go anywhere as they want.
Now it's Russian roulette, whatever way you want to go.
Well, let me ask you this question, Gus. Usually, when you're watching on television like I have, I've only been to one game and I was too drunk to even remember what the hell happened. But when you're watching it from above, like you guys are watching it from the press box, does he get a lot of safety help? You know, could he take that gamble and, let's say, like, jump underneath that route and try to get that interception, knowing that a safety is behind him to tackle that wide receiver?
Yeah,
he's way too conservative in his play style. Way too conservative.
Even when he has help, he doesn't break the cushion. That's the biggest complaint. Yeah. We watch him line up 15 yards off the guy and then backpedal from there.
Now, I generally think that that's how the Patriots play. They keep stuff in front of them. Now, I'm not saying they play too deep every play, but I think as a general rule, I think that they have help.
Yeah, so maybe that's why Don Capers is there. You know, maybe he's going to make those adjustments, make him a little bit more aggressive.
That might have something to do with it. I mean, obviously they weren't happy with what Collier was doing because they didn't waste much time in getting rid of him. So
yeah, unfortunately, maybe Bill can't be everywhere all the time. You know, so
yes, he can.
Needs the help.
He's omnipotent and omnipresent.
That's true. Hey, but back to you, Fred.
Yeah, I was at the game.
Uh oh.
Listen, everybody's been making this point that you're having a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Maybe they can't say it because maybe they know your wife, but I think you might be having an affair.
I'd be stunned. Literally, I mean, there's very few things in this world would really, really shock me. I would be stunned,
Anthony,
to find out that Fred Kirsch
or he's in the pursuit of something.
I'm
he wants
stunned.
Something up there because there's no other reason when you're 47, 48 years old and you've been married how long, Fred?
Jesus.
Not that long.
No, but seven, eight years.
Long enough. You know, there's no reason for you to be shaving your back now. Who are you trying to impress?
If I'm having an affair, it's with the wings at Bass Pro.
I was going to say, it's probably some bass instructor over there.
No, I fly fish. I don't fish
that
bass.
That is true. All of a sudden, you're shaving your back? That's a good point, Anthony.
Well, they always say that if your wife or your husband...
Definition. Making it look bigger.
Right. They always say that if your wife or your husband buy new underwear,
easy, Anthony, you're on double secret probation.
They might be having an affair.
The last time I shaved my back was right before my
prom,
the bachelor party. And the reason I did it was just in case I hooked up with somebody.
Exactly. That's my point.
Wow. I did have good underwear I'd wear on certain dates and stuff.
Yeah.
You wearing good underwear lately?
No, I'm wearing the same underwear I wore like 20 years ago. It looks like somebody stabbed me in the ass.
Where has Eric been?
Oh, my God.
Boy, Anthony, thanks for going down this road.
Hey.
No problem. Hey, I got one other question for you. Well, you guys have made it a subject about the radio.
Yeah.
You know, nobody ever made this point, but do you feel like I feel as if I don't waste my time listening to AM radio because the signal is just horrific. So, you know, I live by XM or Sirius Radio.
Right.
And I think that might be another big reason why, you know, really WEEI doesn't have any competitors because it's not really going that way anymore.
Well, I love Sirius.
Like I
said, if they're talking anything but Patriots, I'm on satellite.
And a lot of the AM stations.
But like, you know, when you're driving around,
the
signal is horrific. You hear some back clutter and stuff.
Yeah.
Because right now, I just purchased a new vehicle, so I've yet to install the satellite. And I've been forced to listen to AM, and that's just horrible. I hate it.
Mm. It is true.
They're talking Dolphins, you know?
Well,
I have no problem
with EEI, but you know, obviously ESPN is tough to listen to at times.
I think I have a problem with my car. Like, I hear as I accelerate. It's like some part of my car that makes noise.
Yeah, I've had that in other cars before.
That's sounds like the alternator.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, some sort of live wire or something.
So when you go and take it in, you can say, hey, Anthony Enable says it's the alternator. You might want to give that a look.
And Tom, no, I didn't send you that bracket. You probably figured that out already, huh?
I don't know who the hell it is.
Really? Well, listen, I refuse to believe that you're Italian and you live up there and I'm the only Anthony you know down here.
No, I was just trying to think of people who it could be. I don't
You don't have any family that's named Anthony that they might
I
like
do,
you
but
you
I don't talk
like
to them anymore.
what a stereotype that is. I don't have any family named Anthony.
Was it from Anthony Moretti?
And Anthony, I hate to tell you this, but I know my family's last name, so.
Well, my last name is Ferreira, so.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out.
And no relation to that douche, Chris.
Oh!
He might be a far long lost cousin, but I'm not claiming that.
You don't want to.
You don't want to. He'll be dead soon anyway.
Yeah. All right, guys. Take it easy.
All right, Anthony.
Thanks, Anthony.
Anthony in Naples.
Yeah, I just want to remind everyone, a new partner to the NFL, a Sirius.
That's right. I love Sirius Radio. I hope it doesn't go away, though. It's stopping this merger, which is just a travesty. The Congress... You know, because they've got their hands in the pockets of the FCC so tight, and all these, you know, big radio providers, they all don't want XM and Sirius to merge, so they're just delaying and stalling and delaying.
So it's off now?
It's not off, but it's just they can't get anywhere with it.
And that you think that's going to be the end of one of the companies?
I think they both could go out of business. They're both in the red.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
It's because you get it for free.
I've bought like five devices, so I've paid.
So
my
what's
dues
Congress's reasoning for this?
Because the FCC lobbies, the radio lobbies are saying we can't have this.
No, I know what the real reason is. What is Congress saying?
Oh, there's about monopoly. You know, they don't want to create just one company because
can't
there won't
somebody
be competition.
Just stand up and say you guys are crooked? We all know what you're doing.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I hate this country sometimes.
I know. I hear you. What was I going to say? I forget.
You're not having an affair?
And I just want to remind everyone,
I don't listen to Sirius that much, and I don't get an opportunity to listen to that. What is so much better about it? Besides the signal, which Anthony makes a good point.
If I'm in the mood.
Except when you go under certain
overpasses. If I'm in the mood for political talk, which in this time of year, I'm like, I can't get enough of it. I have like 10 stations to choose from.
Let's go. Let's keep it into something that I have even a modicum of interest in.
Okay, but I'm just saying, if I want music.
No commercials?
The only time there's no commercials is on music. Everything else has commercials.
I thought the whole point of it was that they didn't have
just music. But again, going to music. Any type of music I want, there's a station for that with no commercials. Sports, I got ESPN, I got all kinds of sports talk radios. I got all the football games, I got all the hockey games. The only thing they don't have on and Sirius is baseball. They have that on XM. But college football. I mean, Tom, I sent you the schedule Saturday. I mean, they have every freaking game. You know, entertainment. They've got, you know, classic radio if you like listening to the old stuff.
Is it good, though? I mean, I'm talking about the sports talk. I mean, that's the only thing that
it's, you know, like the NFL Network is original, but a lot of it is they take national shows from the regular radio and they just have it on Sirius, you know? A lot of those overnight shows, you know, those are all on and those kind of things. But it's just whatever you're in the mood whatever you're in the mood for, there's a category for that.
Remember that one time, Andy, when we were driving either to or back from the show and this guy was like telling the story and he came right to the main point and then we lost the signal.
That's before I got the new antenna.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Because on the Jeep, it's a fiberglass top, so I couldn't put the antenna on the roof. I had to put it like in the front, so it wasn't always. So, but now with the car, the new car, I just put
it
right
on top.
Now
you never lose it.
I never lose. Rarely. The only time I lose it is like if you're in the way back woods and there's a lot of foliage or whatever. You know, occasionally it'll drop out. But you know, I love it.
And have they come out with the thing Tom wanted yet? The mobile.
Well, they have the stiletto too. They have the new version. I don't know if it's any better.
Where you have to stand on one foot by the
window. Right. I'm not sure about that.
So you get a lap dance with that, the stilettos?
But the thing is, see, Sirius invested a lot on, you know, the satellite itself and, Sirius is better if you're in the country. But XM invested in a lot of terrestrial repeaters. So what happens is in major cities, the satellite bounces off terrestrial repeaters, so they have better coverage within the cities. But if they merge, it'll be really good for the end user. So,
okay.
What's that? Okay. Anyway,
what's that? Okay.
No, I really think satellite radio.
So you think terrestrial radio is eventually going to be obsolete.
Terrestrial radio music on terrestrial radio is going away. But
so what's going to be on terrestrial radio?
Local talk. You know, like you know, if you're into local politics or local news.
Well, I got a question.
But that's
for
what
you.
I'm talking about. Why would I listen to a satellite which is going to be national that I'm not interested in?
Because you're very parochial. There's some people that like all sports and not just Boston sports. You know?
I understand that. But I think if I'm going to listen to sports talk radio, I don't want to listen to like a kind of a broad, not hard hitting at all. It's just kind of scratching the surface. Yeah, it's just scratching the surface of nationally, because let's face it, no one could do that. No one could know the Patriots as well as the people in New England.
Right.
So I don't want to listen to people nationally talk about the Patriots.
And that's what I'm saying. If you really want to get Patriots talk, that you know, regular terrestrial radio will always have a place for that.
But my point is, if I want to listen to talk about other teams, I want more than what a national guy is going to be able to give me about the other teams. I want someone to be able to go in depth and detail
maybe
about
eventually,
it if that's what I'm looking
for. Maybe eventually when these, maybe there will be stations for, local. You know, whether it's individual teams or individual divisions within leagues or whatever, there might be that. But, besides sports, there are other things.
I don't really care about
it. I know you don't, but if you're into politics or anything like that, it's great. Of course, Howard Stern is awesome.
I like Howard Stern. I would listen to that, no question.
I have one last question. This HD radio crap.
I haven't listened to HD radio, but people say they like it.
But my biggest question is, okay, maybe it's clear or whatever, but they keep advertising, find the stations between the stations.
Right.
What are you talking about? How can more stations suddenly appear?
Because it's a different band or a frequency?
No, but...
So, like, if you have,
if they were hidden, then they would have gone out of business because no one was listening to them. My point is, I know basically all the stations in Rhode Island, for example. I know all those ones that are in where Brian Moore used to work, and then there's, like, the Light 105. Mm-hmm. I know them all. I've heard of them all. I might not always be able to get the signal.
No.
But where are these stations broadcasting from that are hidden between the signals?
No, I think what it is it's the existing stations. Maybe Gary can... But the existing stations are broadcasting like commercial free music, and it's the same companies.
So is it their version of satellite
exactly.
radio on terrestrial radio?
Exactly. Oh. Yeah.
And they're putting it on a different frequency.
They're putting it on a different frequency.
Gary, is he right?
Am I right, Gary?
I'm Googling.
You're in the radio business. You're supposed to know this stuff.
HD radio's crap.
Is it? Why do you say that?
They do have funny commercials, though. Those make me laugh.
You can't. Why do you say that, Gary?
Their owners?
You're still there? I could get those stations if I wanted. I just don't want to.
All right. Anyway.
I'm with you on Sirius, Fred.
Yeah, because you got it free, too.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Find somebody who actually pays for the service and the equipment.
My in-laws. I got them the device, but they pay for the service. They love it. And if I got cut off tomorrow, I'd have to have the service. I can't. Now that I have it, I can't do without it. I got to have it.
Okay.
Yeah, I got my first one free, but when I got the new ones that came out, I bought those.
Why is it not making money if it's so great?
I think, with the overhead and the money that they're paying the talent, I think they need to have, I think, what are they? Sirius has maybe 4 million subscribers.
They were expecting a lot more.
Yeah, they need 10, 20 million.
They paid too much for Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Oh, they paid a lot for everything. Yeah. But you had to get that to Howard Stern brought them 2-3 million people.
I was
probably
say, he got the 4 million subscribers.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I guess. I just think if it's that good, it should work.
It does work. What are you talking about?
No, I mean, if it's that good, it's not going to go out of business.
Oh, well, it's...
If it's that good and people, if it's worth paying for, people are going to find it and pay for it.
Well, I think...
It doesn't sound to me that it's that much better than flicking on my radio that I've been doing for the last 100
XM years. XM has, 10 million subscribers, I think. And
really? No, I didn't know that. I didn't realize there was a...
Yeah.
XM is doing that much better than Sirius.
Well, they started...
They started first, and they were in cars first. And they had a lot of cars.
Yeah, they had a lot of cars. So, but I think once they merged, now you're talking 15 million people.
With less overhead.
And less overhead, efficiencies, right, exactly. So I'm hoping it happens. Let's see. We got a lot of emails coming in.
Because we haven't read any.
Right. I don't want to just talk about gadgetry for the rest of the 2 hours. So what we'll do now, Gary, we'll take a break because it is 12:46, and we'll be right back.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac-A-Tac sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac-A-Tac sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we got to go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats! Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
Guys are here, obviously Fred Kurtz, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, Tom Casale. Here we go, boys.
All right, welcome back to PFW in Progress.
Fred Kurtz.
Calling him Swoosie from now on.
Swoosie that?
Kurtz.
That was Chris on. Collins.
Guys are here, obviously are Fred Kurtz.
Turn your mic on.
My bad.
That was.
If you actually participated Chris in the Collins. Show, you'd have known a long time ago your mic wasn't working.
Wow.
Turned it off during the break, I hope.
Why?
How many layups Xavier going to miss in this
That's
game?
That's about the fifth one they've missed.
All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Let's get to some
they
emails.
Suck.
But first, Matt from Toronto's on the phone. Matt, how you doing?
How's it going, boys?
Good.
Hi, Matt. What's up?
Not too much. Just take the day off work and watch a little basketball.
Oh, nice.
Hey, Paul did the same thing.
Ah.
I did.
A little draft talk here, boys. We all know how Bill and Scott don't value a lot of money with corners. Now, say they couldn't trade out of that seventh pick. You still think they'd have to pay a corner a lot, wouldn't they, at seven?
That's right.
Yep. Now, I don't think there's a corner worth taking at seven, though. So
I don't either.
I think that crisis is averted right there.
Certainly not one you're willing to hand $18 million to.
That'd be the 18 guaranteed.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about Keith Rivers?
I'd be more willing to draft him than I would any of the corners that are going to be available at seven.
Just with those SC kind of all, you know, all-American athletes, you know.
And I think he's a surer play. I think his downside is a lot higher. I think a couple of the corners that are up there, the McKelvin and Rogers Cromartie. I think their downside is out of the league in 2 years, whereas I think Keith Rivers has an NFL build, NFL talent. At worst, he can play and be a third linebacker somewhere.
McGinnis.
Well.
What about Tlaib?
No interest.
Don't like Tlaib at all.
Stiff.
Yeah.
And I mean that literally, not figuratively.
And he started off, you know, the draft process as a top 10, potential top 10 pick. Now some people have him going in the second round. So right. His stock is really, really dropping.
Yeah, he looked like a stiff at the combine.
And I know Mike Reese does a great job, but the draft isn't his area of expertise. He picked Tlaib seventh in the ESPN draft. If that happens, I'll quit my job. Like, there's no possible way that that's going to happen. None.
You guys were really high on Revis last year. Do you see any of the corners this year comparable to him?
Yeah, I think Kaysan's that kind of player with the instincts and the, you know, but he's more down the line. I mean, I wouldn't take him at seven because it's just too high. Like right. Paul said, I wouldn't take any corners at seven.
I mean, now, I think most of the experts are in agreement about that either. I mean, there are some that have mock drafts and whatnot, but when you watch their breakdowns of the, you know, their big boards, you know, Kuiper, and there's very few defensive backs in the top, you know, at the top. So I don't think there's anybody really worth taking at seven.
Now, I know Tom's big on Maluga, and who's kind of got that attitude that he's going to kill you. Does Rivers kind of have that in him?
It's not the same thing. I mean, he's good, but Maluga is just one of those nasty, nasty people. He just doesn't like people when he's on the football field.
That's you don't the kind get of guys
too,
I like.
Yeah, you don't get too many of those. Those you know, the Rodney Harrison types, but no, Rivers is a good player, though.
If Rivers was on the board, you think he'd take him? Would you take him?
I would definitely take him.
I like Rivers. Yeah.
He's a guy I wouldn't mind being forced into. I'm not sure he's a seventh overall pick,
but in this draft,
he might be. Yeah, rather than trying to squeeze a corner in there, or you know, I don't know. And I also, you know, if they get in the problem where Cedric Ellis is still there and he may be valued at that position, but do you really want to add another defensive lineman who you're paying $18 million to?
Now, we all know how Bill can take advantage of some other coaches, general managers out there. Do you think he could trade this year's first for another team's first and their first next year and say maybe grab a Maluga next year?
No. I don't think another team would give a first this year and a first next year.
No.
I would tend to side with Andy on that, but I don't think that's an extravagant price. But I just think this year there's no one worth, you know, that's the thing. You need to find someone who's willing to trade with you that wants someone at seven.
Right.
And that's where I think the problem is.
A Matt Ryan or one of the running backs. It can be anyone.
But
you need to find somebody who fell in love with somebody.
That'll happen at the time of the pick.
No question.
Because all of a sudden somebody will be there like a Matt Ryan. You know, in Miami already passed over him, but now, I can get the guy I picked and Matt Ryan. Let's go.
But in a draft where most people are talking, this is why I agree with Andy, most people are talking about there really not being that many blue chippers, but there's a lot, you know, that the whole depth thing where, you know, like from 10 to 30 is the same player. I think a lot of teams look at that and say, why do I want to get up into the top 10 when I can get a guy at 25 that's the same as the guy at 11 or whatever, you know, so... That's why I think it's hard. Not necessarily because I think a first this year and a first next year is probably not out of the realm of possibility for the number seven overall pick.
Right, depending on
I don't
the,
think that's swindling another team. But I don't know if that other team is going to want someone specifically at seven. Your scenario works, Fred. If someone all of a sudden says, hey, Matt Ryan's still there. He's, you know, I didn't think we'd have a chance to get him, but maybe we can get him.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Now, I know this would be maybe a sixth, seventh round pick, maybe even non-drafted. What about... Layman from Illinois.
I don't like him at all.
I don't really like him.
No.
Yeah, he's got special teamer written all over him. It's
I mean, you could take him as a late
Layman?
Pick, but...
No, Jay Layman from Illinois.
And he's also hurt.
Yeah.
Which is another issue.
I just thought maybe, you know, kind of that smart, maybe middle inside.
Yeah, but to me, he reeks of what they've tried to do for the last 8 years.
That's what
get
I was
a guy who's
say.
Not all that good late in the draft and hope that he turns into a player.
They got enough of those guys.
Right.
Yeah. Well, anyways, boys, I'll let you go back. And, Gary, if you could, I'll give you my email address and for lunch, and I'll give you all the details.
Woohoo!
Good for you, Matt.
All right, Matt. Matt
email webradio@patriots.com.
And you have to pay in American dollars.
That, Gary.
Webradio@patriots.com. Gary gets all the emails.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Thanks,
Matt
in
Toronto.
It's because the Canadian dollar's way up, right?
That's right.
A lot of draft a lot of draft possibilities. Again, I know there always are, but you know, it's fun.
You're
when
sending in some back bacon.
I think it's fun this year because they're at seven, and there's the different kinds of possibilities. We don't have to sit around and wait for 5 hours like we usually do before something unfolds. I think it's
right
be,
up until the point do they trade. We're waiting.
No, but we won't have to wait. Right. And I'm saying that was always what happened to us in the past. We're picking at 21, and then we end up trading, and then we don't pick again. You know, now at least you're going to find out in the first couple hours you're going to trade and right. what happens. It's a little bit of a
and
different
dynamic.
And there's
only dynamic. 10 minutes between picks. So
we haven't
come...
been this high since 2001, right? So right. It's, I think more. It's a little bit of a different dynamic.
I think that's going to make it interesting, Fred, the less time in between.
Yep.
Because, you know, sometimes...
So I won't fall asleep between picks. I mean, I resign.
Sometimes those 15 minutes
Seymour.
Can seem like 2 hours. These teams take that whole time.
See, I was right.
You know?
Yeah. So it'll be frantic.
Five Pro Bowls later, you were right.
Playing the role of Ron Borges. I told you.
DeJuan writes in, he says, number one, D'Angelo Hall in a Dribble. Potential trade with the Raiders for a second-round pick? Are you kidding me? It will be years before they are true contenders. Why won't the Pats throw him a similar deal, or is money the issue? I know the money is a big deal to a player who has not been in the league long, but eventually players do get to the point where they just want to win a Super Bowl. I just don't understand why a team such as the Raiders would trade an all-pro for a potentially good player. Are the Pats even noticing what other teams are doing? We don't need Samuel to win, but knowing that we could have kept him bothers me. I think the Pats are taking too much time making transactions. Who could we get by trading our pick? If the Raiders can possibly get Hall for a second rounder, good free agent players get signed a lot faster than the not-so-good players. So,
who did the Raiders give up? What all-pro did the Raiders give up?
That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know.
They traded it.
They traded a second-round pick and a sixth-round pick for Hall.
Right.
And gave him $70 million.
Yeah, well, that's the part of the deal that I would have been unwilling to do. 7 years, $70 million, regardless of how it's structured.
Right. Plus, of course, $35 million come off in the second year or something.
But you would have had to figure you got a pretty substantial chunk up front, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And who made that deal? Has there been stories about that? Like, is that an Al Davis, I want this guy, or is that a football side, I want this guy?
I don't know.
I'm intrigued by that. Maybe that's little Lance saying, you know what, I'm going to give this guy $70 million if you're not going to fire me.
Number two, says DeJuan, Ellis Hobbs is not a good cornerback to me. I remember one of you guys saying he plays off the ball 15 yards and needs deep help. What kind of pro cornerback is that? Great speed, but he lacks awareness. Hobbs on an island is probably scary to any Pats fan. And finally, if we don't trade away our seventh pick for a good or great player, just get some talent on the defensive side of the ball.
Just get some talent. That's all I ask for. Seventh pick. I like that. Nice low expectations. Some talent gets it done. I don't know who I'd trade the seventh pick for.
Yeah, it's easy to say that I would try to trade that pick, but I really don't know exactly what I'm looking for.
I mean, I wouldn't do it for Jason Taylor. Would. That was posed recently.
DeMarcus Ware?
I would do it for DeMarcus Ware.
Trade him from DeMarcus Ware.
I was trying to think of players that might, you know, be available, like a guy that for some reason. But Jason Taylor, to me, I'm renting him for
two years
probably.
Yeah, Fred asked us about Julius Peppers. Where do I sign?
Right.
What about, I know you're not high on him because he didn't pass the test, but James Harrison, Pittsburgh.
Stinks.
No, not the seventh. You're trading the seventh pick in the draft. You're talking about guys like DeMarcus Ware, like Julius Peppers.
Right.
You look at D'Angelo Hall, who's a Pro Bowl corner. That's second-round pick. So when you're talking top 10 draft pick, you're talking about one of the elite players. That's why what you said, Andy, it wouldn't be Jason Taylor based on age.
Right. Taylor 5 years ago, where do I sign up?
Yeah. No question. Taylor, that level of talent, but a little younger.
Right.
Sawyer from Waterloo. First, you guys need to put Chad Johnson on the cover of the next issue with the headline, Get Chad Now. I love this guy. His antics are always out of fun and not harmful
Sounds
trash
like one
talk.
Of my headlines.
He was on Fox Radio Tuesday, and he was hilarious. He made it clear again that he wants out for a winning team. He would be twice the weapon as Moss is. He goes long and across the middle. I would easily give our number 7 pick for this guy. You never know what a draft pick will do, but you definitely know what Ocho Cinco will do. The only problem is he says it's always about the money. That is definitely not the Patriots' way. Troy Brown continues to be Mr. Patriot. Fans are ripping him for looking at other teams after the Patriots told him, we have no use for you. The Patriots are all about the business. Fans love that until when a player that was cast aside by the Pats, God forbid, they go somewhere else. And Andy is slipping. You guys were talking about your baseball challenge. Fred said Paul will do the pitching. Then I was waiting for Andy to say, and Eric will do the catching. Come on, Andy, look alive. I'm disappointed.
Sometimes we're watching TV and stuff. It's
listening. Yeah, that is part of the problem.
So
you know what would be funny with the Troy Brown thing? Last year the team told him and told us, oh, there's always a spot for Troy Brown. He's definitely in our plans, and he wasn't. Maybe this year they tell us openly, we got no spot for Troy Brown. He doesn't sign anywhere. All of a sudden he's on the street come September. They sign him, and he catches 85 balls for the team.
I just think it's funny that
Moss breaks his leg. Hello, Troy.
The reaction of the fans, according to that email, I haven't really seen a lot of this reaction, to be honest, but he was saying that, you know, the fans are criticizing him for looking around at other teams. I mean, is he supposed to sit there and say, okay, the Patriots don't want me, so my football life is over. I'm going to go home and cry myself to sleep.
Fred thinks he should.
No, Fred doesn't want to see him in another uniform. That's different than saying, I resent Troy Brown for looking for another uniform.
I still like Troy Brown no matter where he plays, even if he plays for the Jets.
Hey, Troy.
Absolutely, if I see him. You know? I'm not, you know, this curmudgeon that, you know, all these athletes. I like these guys. Some of them are nice people.
I like Troy. I'll be rooting for Troy. I told you that.
Yeah. Mish says, where are the draft
highlights? Twice a year.
Mish wants to know where the draft highlight tape snippets you guys said you'd get on the site. If this is Chris the Webmaster's fault, please go give him a swift kick in the nuts. And while he's down,
we would.
And while he's down, yell to his face, you trade for Chad, bitch.
We'd have to go to his wife's house and kick her in the pocket.
Why, Chris doesn't want to get Chad Johnson?
No, he yelled at us.
He wants Wes Welker.
Yeah, he yelled at us for the Wes Welker-Chad Johnson comparison.
Just so everyone knows, he also has high blood pressure, so we have to lay off a little bit.
I mean, higher than any human being has ever had.
He could actually die at the keyboard.
It was like 190 over 90-something.
Was he having tonight? Kielbasa?
Yeah, yeah. His kielbasa blood with a special sauce. He
That's
wouldn't
not good.
Cover. Yeah, he's eating ribs and kielbasa
every
and
night.
Corned beef.
Wait, he has fish, but it's fried.
190?
He came in the other day from the doctor, and he said, my blood pressure was a little high. It was like 190 over 90. We're like, that's more than a little high.
Holy, he's not heavy. He's thin.
No. But he's trying to bulk up for some reason, so he's eating crappy to trying to put on weight.
Really?
He's an idiot.
Yeah. He's really trying to put on weight.
Yes.
Why?
Because he's got a big fight coming up or something. I don't know.
He's got the thing with Tom
coming up. Trying to get
big
for the prom?
You know.
The basketball game?
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
Exactly.
Is he taking steroids, you think?
No. If so, he got the worst batch of steroids I've ever seen in my life.
He got the reverse batch.
Well, you still have to work out, even if you're taking steroids.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
What do you mean you don't?
They've done a lot of studies on that. If you take steroids and do nothing, you still put on like 5 pounds of muscle.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
I know from experience.
Because your body starts just jacking up production of testosterone and everything. You become a gorilla.
I didn't know that. I thought you had a...
Uh-oh, I may have just opened up a can of worms.
No, I thought the whole
Fred's
idea...
Fred's going to stop me in the hall. Hey, you know what I could...
I thought the
stuff?
Whole idea was...
Fred's going to come in with his watermelon walk.
Where he shaves his back, he might as well have the muscle to go with it.
What they've always said is that, you know, what steroids do allows you to work out more.
It does.
And recover faster from workouts. And then you
studies.
Get into this, like, whole thing where... You know, you get addicted to it, you know?
But I've read studies where it gives you a little... It's not going to be anywhere near the same as if you did work out, but it does give you a little boost.
Without doing anything?
Yep. Maintaining your normal lifestyle.
So you know someone that you can...
He does.
I do.
Now, I want to take the HGH.
I'm sure I could get you that. Dude,
I've been trying to get steroids from them for, like, the last 2 years.
They're calling that the fountain of youth. If you do it right, under a doctor's prescription, it's supposed to be really good.
So get it.
I don't know where to get it.
Yeah, I thought doctors couldn't subscribe that to you.
I don't know. I saw it in 60 Minutes.
Andy's doctor.
Or prescribe.
Yeah. I'm not here to talk about the past.
You moron elitist.
Sorry, he got you there.
Attention. He did get me there.
Yeah.
You subscribe to Sports Illustrated.
Do they have HGH at Sports Illustrated?
No.
Let's see.
A terrible magazine.
A lot of people want. Is it?
I've been getting it free for some reason for like a year, and it sucks.
Wow.
I would never pay for it. Just flat out sucks.
Yeah. What sucks good more, Sports Illustrated or the Atlantic 10 Conference?
The Atlantic 10 I'm going with.
Paul, how was that trip to Virginia that you took?
It was a nice time, Fred.
Paul drove
we
down.
You.
Paul
we
drove
you.
To Virginia to watch Northeastern play basketball.
I did.
It's a 13-hour trip?
It was a 9 hours.
9 hours each way.
11 hours down, 9 hours
okay,
back.
Quick fan vote, PFW and Progress fans.
What time's the Husky game today?
There isn't one.
There's no Husky game today.
Lamer and more laughable. Paul driving 10 hours to watch Northeastern, or Fred shaving his back at age 58?
Ooh.
I'm going with Fred shaving his back at 58. At least Paul might have got a job out of the trip. Fred's got nothing.
Boy, that's that. The silence is everyone laughing, Andy.
It's you. It's you breathing heavy.
But there is a little noise, and that's Andy laughing at his own joke.
Right.
In case you have to adjust your computer speaker.
You've really lost your fastball.
That little chuckle is Andy laughing
You've
at
You've lost your fastball.
You know what, Fred? You're exactly right, because you know why? You know how you can really tell? Even Tom doesn't
That's
laugh.
That's because he's watching basketball. Tom
usually he would, for some reason,
has picked the only TV in the place that has snow on.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Every other TV in here is clear, and you're staring at
one, and he's got glasses on.
But shouldn't his glasses allow him to see the one over there?
How much money you got on this game, Tom?
Don't you worry about it.
15? Your bookie takes $15 bets.
His bookieengine.com.
Yeah. They start off slow, Fred. You don't want to blow
it's
your wad early.
You to bet more.
Yeah.
Instead of saying you really should.
He
gamble.
Knows you have a gambling problem, and that's all you're betting.
The other day, I showed him this new site that has like all these tools for creating your own odds and stuff like that. And Tom goes, "Oh, great! Another way to lose my money."
What is the site?
He's got something where he goes, "Oh, I got to show you this. Like, why would you show it to me? So I could spend hours on it at work instead of doing what I'm supposed to be doing."
But I didn't really understand what you were explaining.
Well, it basically, it'll whatever the sport is, it'll give you the schedule, and then, it gives you all kind of like base ratings of both teams, and then depending on like if you value like trends more, you can change your slider, and you can come up with the bets that you should make for that week.
Is this a craft enterprise?
No, of course. What are you kidding me?
Well, I didn't know if it was done under
All right, now the crafts are
dummy corporation
backing bookie sites.
If it was profitable, they'd have a dummy corporation to back it.
A lot of people interested in Chad Johnson, PJ Naccarelli. I have to bring up something you guys were talking about last week, whether you would want Chad Johnson on your team. You're talking about it like it's a no-brainer, which you certainly have a right to your opinion, but I have to respectfully disagree. I live in Philly, and I saw what T.O. did to the Eagles. He was a great player, don't get me wrong, but the fact remains that he didn't win a playoff game here. The Eagles got to the NFC Championship game the three previous years, and then they got there again without him and finally won without him.
That's a terrible theory though.
It really is.
The guy played all year, and you were the best team in the NFC with him.
Okay.
And then you got to beat the Falcons at home.
He then caused a divide in the team that all but crippled them the following year. I am not saying that Chad Johnson is a bad guy.
Yes, you are.
As a person off the field, but I have to worry about someone who would punch a coach at halftime. Also, he is now going around talking about how
all
many
right.
rings
let,
he would...
Let me stop that
okay,
for a second.
All right.
Would you worry about a linebacker who had to be separated from a coach on a team?
It's the exact same thing.
That's what happened in the Patriots.
Who was that, Pepper?
Junior Seau and Pepper Johnson. And that is fact. That's not Patriots Football Weekly innuendo that we get blamed for all the time. That's fact. That was told to me by a member of the Football Operations Department.
Also, he is going around talking about how many rings he would win with Dallas and what fingers he'd put them on. Does he forget that he's a member of the Bengals right now?
He doesn't want to be.
I am an Eagles fan, and as talented as Chad Johnson is, the Cowboys can have him, because that would be a disaster waiting to happen. T.O. would be trying to out-duel Johnson on celebrations and would be crying if Chad gets more TDs and vice versa. Anyway, great show.
Wouldn't that be a problem? Two wide receivers fighting over who has the best celebration after a touchdown? That would be a tough thing. That would really talk about a continental divide for a team.
Yeah.
P.S.
Who celebrates better?
P.S. That guy was right last week about Tequila Spikes. He had a solid year, but the Eagles got him to make big plays and cause turnovers, which he didn't do. They also have four young linebackers that they love in Stuart Bradley, Omar Gaither, Chris Gokong, and Hakeem Jordan.
My boy Stuart Bradley.
P.J., you're one of my favorite emailers, bar none. But I don't really like that email. I disagree a lot with that.
Well, the only thing I'll say is
But
this.
He is one of my favorite emailers.
Like, you can... How much, and listen, I'm not defending T.O. The guy's crazier than crap, and sooner or later he's going to blow up. That's a given fact.
I just
fact,
don't think
okay?
there's a lot of comparison but, between Chad
and
Johnson
the other
and
thing, too, though, is has he caused that much trouble in Dallas in 2 years? I mean, it wasn't his fault that they lost that game. You know what I mean? And after the game, he didn't really – everyone was sitting there waiting. We thought he was going to blow up. And he didn't really do it. So I understand. And no one's in T.O.'s class, in my opinion. Not Moss,
see,
not
that's
Chad
my point.
Johnson.
I don't think Parcells Chad Johnson's in that class.
I think he's the craziest guy there is. But even T.O., Dallas hasn't been that big of a problem.
I think T.O. does cause some problems. I don't think that Chad Johnson causes anywhere near that kind of a problem.
Steve Ryan in Lincoln, Nebraska. Fred, what are you doing over there? Hart and Casale are talking about finding new jobs. Eric is hosting the show, and you're on a diet. Just because the Patriots lost the Super Bowl doesn't mean it's time to throw it all away. First of all, take Eric's salary, divide it up, and give it to Andy and Tom. If Eric wants to stay, he can work for free, just like he does as an artist. And Fred, stop insulting everyone's intelligence by saying you are on a diet as you shove your fourth piece of pizza in your mouth. And Paul, here's an idea. When you tell a story, have a point. It makes it so much more enjoyable for the listener.
Wow.
You know your stuff.
Gary, watch out. You're next.
You know your stuff, Paul, but Andy is right about the babbling. Just spit it out, Junior. And Eric,
hey, Junior.
People who don't speak usually don't go on to have successful radio careers. However, in your case, I think you are making a smart career move by keeping your pompous trap shut. Finally, Tom, you said that there's a girl you work with who is more miserable than you. That must be one scary bitch, because I've never seen a guy hate more things than you do. At first, I thought it was an act, but that's really you. Can you please put on the girl who hates life more than Casale? This I have to see. Well, guys, keep up the good work. I love the draft stuff, and the next time my Huskers have a player good enough to play in the NFL, I'll ask you what you think of them.
Okay, we'll get back to you in 2011.
Good
Her
email.
Name is Maura O'Brien. She's our graphics whatever she's called, designer.
Just a miserable person. Miserable.
Yes. And the big difference is Tom knows he's miserable. She doesn't think she's miserable, but everything she does and says is miserable.
Is miserable. That's true.
Yeah. And we had to convince her to take her future husband's last name.
Is she convinced? I mean, is
I think so, but I'm not 100% sure.
You know why she's
miserable?
She was
adamant she didn't want it.
You know why she's miserable? Like, say you got a job at a radio station. Like, I wouldn't be. I'd be happy for you. She's jealous of every human being on the planet. If anyone has anything that she doesn't have, she hates them.
That's true.
She hates for no reason. At least I hate for a reason. She hates for no reason.
But doesn't think she's hating.
I do have to admit, I hate for no reason, but not like her.
Yeah, she's in class of her own.
Joel and Merrimack. I'm sitting here listening to the Tuesday broadcast, and I got to admit, the man groomer is kind of scary. I Googled it, and it looks like something out of the Spanish Inquisition. Wow, Fred, looks like you're having a midlife crisis. Anyway, on to my question.
Seems to be the consensus, Fred.
Yeah. I've been looking at all the acquisitions the Pats have made in the secondary.
I just think midlife is funny.
Oh, by the way, they're announcing Fernando Bryant. Did you know that?
No.
That's what people are saying. He's not the only one that wrote that
Who?
In.
Who?
The Patriots.
They announced
it? I heard he signed with someone else yesterday.
Well... he said that, and also Anthony.
Okay. I think that's a good pickup if they pick
Anthony
him up.
In North Carolina is also saying Fernando Bryant is being reported as a new signing for the Pats.
Oh, all right. I think that's reported a good signing.
Yeah, does he give any attribution?
Because I read something on Florio yesterday that said he was signing somewhere else, somewhere in the NFC North, because he made a comment about how he's played for Detroit, I think, and maybe Green
Bay
or something like that.
Can you check on ESPN to see if we've signed Fernando Bryant?
Maybe I'm confusing with someone else.
Anyway, let's see. And I foresee a lot more nickel and dime packages next season. What do you guys think? I've also heard that the Pats did a private interview with Golston. We know the guy's a stud, but I don't see the Pats paying the kind of bucks for him that a seventh pick is going to cost. What do you think? And what about Taquio Spikes? He's the kind of guy that Belichick loves. I could really see Belichick going with Taquio over Golston. Anyway, thanks for the show Tuesday. I haven't laughed that hard in a while. Have a great one.
Yeah, but if Golston is there at 7, he's a young guy, obviously has talent.
I don't think that
Spikes is older.
I don't know what he makes him think that Taquio Spikes is his Belichick's type of guy. I don't. Maybe he is, but
been,
I don't know.
Might have been
Spikes
before.
And Golston aren't anywhere near similar.
No. Right. Yeah.
Spikes is a traditional middle linebacker.
Right, and
he's a runaround
be,
guy. Well, he got by with his speed. That's the one question I would have.
Yeah, I just think.
And if he's not the player he was, that means to me he probably doesn't have the speed.
I really like when Spikes was in Cincinnati, and then he first got to Buffalo. I thought he was a tremendous player. Mm-hmm. I think that Achilles injury. I think maybe second year in Buffalo, he seemed to lose a little bit of.
No,
his
I was ready to be talking about him like I talk about Bob Sanders. I hate playing him. He's a thorn in the Patriots'
He was definitely
side.
A game changer like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But what I think what he might mean is more than physical is a guy who was once great, maybe has taken a step back, wants to win.
Okay.
The interest isn't there, come late May, they can sign him on the cheap.
I'm not going to be surprised.
That makes sense.
That kind of.
That makes sense.
If Patriots signed him, I will not be surprised. That is the kind. I think the emailer is right. That is the kind of guy they brought in. So Brian is a Patriot?
This is from ESPN.com.
I think that's a good pickup.
John Clayton. Patriots agreed a one-year deal with Bryant. The Patriots down two cornerbacks because of free agency hits. Reached agreement with another veteran, Fernando Bryant, to give them a competitive stable of coverage players. Bryant will be 31 next week. Reached agreement on a one-year deal with the Patriots on Thursday morning. Bryant joins Jason Webster and Lewis Sanders as players who signed one-year deals to compete for a starting job with a Super Bowl contender.
Older than I thought he was.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, he's been around like 8 or 9
years. He's the best one they've signed.
Bryant was a first-round pick of the Jaguars in 99, and he goes to the Patriots with plenty of experience, 5'11", 175 pounds, 109 career starts for the Jaguars and Lions, spent last 4 years in Detroit, starting 38 games, was released at the start of free agency. So, Fernando Bryant. All right.
I'm high on that pick. That's the best cornerback out of the three that they signed.
The one worry I'd have, and I believe I did a little research on him for Ask PFW a couple weeks ago, is I believe he's had a couple injuries, including last year. He played, I think, all 16 weeks.
He was definitely
battled, I think, a foot injury. And the local spin on a blog was a little bit surprised that the Lions released him because the money wasn't huge. I want to say it was $3 million, and it left them with one player on the roster at cornerback, I believe. So there was a little.
So they didn't have to. It wasn't.
They
a,
didn't have to get
wasn't
rid of
a
him.
Cap
they
casualty.
Had nobody, and they still got rid of him.
The Cowboys were playing the Lions and was watching it here on the TV. He had to leave that game, I believe, and they were talking about how he had been injured throughout the season, and it's really hurt the secondary.
Right. So either the Lions believe he's still hurt and won't be back, or just done.
It's kind of like a more glaring example of Colvin, because Colvin had more money, so there was an element of cap that went into that, but I think it had more to do with the injury than anything else. This probably had nothing to do with the cap if it was only making a couple.
I want to say it was $3 million was the number. So while I think he's probably the most talented, I mean, I don't know where he is at this point in his career. But again, I think it's like we talked about with the first base, the Red Sox thing, the year with David Ortiz. Seems like they're just going to try and throw a bunch of bodies at corner and hope two or three of them stick.
That is generally what they do.
Right.
They bring in a lot of defensive backs. Some of them won't make the team.
I mean, you got to have like 12.
But they've missed more than they've hit.
Oh, yeah, especially lately.
I mean,
The last couple, starting with Starks, who made the team but was awful.
Yeah, right.
You had Warfield, Torrey James. They brought in some guys that, Chad Scott
was
in
the
there
exception.
And he made it, but he was always hurt.
Hurt.
Who knows? I mean, I think that the three guys they brought in, if you had Samuel, the three guys they brought in, I'd be very excited about. But I'm worried I'm worried about, do we have
a bunch of guys fighting to be one, never mind two or three.
Do we have a guy we can rely on among those three? I'm not sure that we do, but I think this is a good signing and one they had to make anyway.
TG and NJ, after Tuesday's show, I'm surprised you guys are back. From promoting strippers' website and the way too much information dialogue of the staff's personal grooming habits to the conversation that got Anthony from Naples banned for the day, it was quite possibly your worst show for football talk ever. And the most amazing thing about it was all Fred. He's the one who drove the whole thing. I'm beginning to believe you guys, he is not well. Something is wrong with him. He used to have a better sense of reason, as little as it was. Wow. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think Eric should be the host of the show. Wow. Fred cannot be trusted. It's more fun to mock the better athlete's superciliousness than listen to Fred go on about his personal hygiene. The only problem is, what do you do with the pint-sized Sasquatch if he's not hosting the show?
Pint-sized Sasquatch. I like how Fred gives the smile.
Do you guys
need to be on we need to be simulcast on TV.
This guy knows me too much.
Yes. Very good.
Who is this? TG and NJ. Son of a bitch. Did you guys attend or at least pay attention to the pro day at BC? Paul, I know that's a negative for you.
No, we did. We didn't attend, but we did.
Who is this offensive lineman, Gosder Cherilis?
Good play.
Reese said that he ran a 40 and 5.06 at 5.06 after the whooping the O-line took in the Super Bowl. Is the O-line a position the Patriots will be addressing in the draft?
Well, they pretty much draft a lineman every year. Right. So
or five, like last year.
Right. Well, yeah, but because there weren't any other players last year. But
and they've drafted a lot of like third round picks lately. Is that where they'd be getting O'Callaghan and Kazier in that third, fourth area?
Kazier was a third rounder. O'Callaghan was a fifth rounder, I believe. Yeah.
But he's going to go earlier than that. So I don't.
He's
think
a late first a, rounder yeah, yeah. right now. I don't know how that changes.
Unless they really like him and say he's our starting right tackle
now,
for the next.
I'm not going to pretend I've seen the guy play a lot, but he went to Somerville High. Which is in Everett's league, Fred, just so you know.
It's in Everett's league or it's in Everett's league?
No. Well, no one's in Everett's league. They happen to be in the league that Everett participates in. But it's funny. He probably missed Hannah by not that much.
Yeah.
If you know, how long has Hannah been?
Hannah was gone. He's been gone for 2 years.
That's all? He probably played. So. He played for Hannah.
He might have played for Hannah, yeah.
Okay.
That's why he's good.
He had a great reputation in high school. I mean, from a very young age, everybody knew that he was going to be a Division I player, and he didn't disappoint at BC. He started for a lot of his career there.
Played right and left, right?
Yeah, he's a versatile, athletic, and you know, the 40 time I don't really care about, but he is an athletic tackle. Not going to be overwhelmed by the jump in athleticism to the NFL.
Yeah, I think I'd be surprised if they drafted him, because I don't know, first of all, where they draft him, because you're right, he's a high second-round pick probably, yep, somewhere in there.
I've seen the last couple of days of the mock drafts that have come out. The Niners have been a team that have his name has been attached to a few times. So
that's
in
at,
the
what,
first
31?
Round,
something. Where is it?
No, it's a 20s
Colts pick.
Late 20s, I think.
Oh, Colts,
yeah. Mid 20s.
On the phone right now is John from Palm Bay. John, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, John?
Hey, John.
Hey, I got a couple of quick questions for you. One, the draft question. I'm kind of close to UCF, so I've seen a lot of Kevin Smith's games. Do you think the Patriots might be interested in him?
We all kind of like him as one of those middle round guys, but I'm not sure about the Patriots' interest. I'm not sure if it makes a lot of sense in that regard for New England. Andy, you talked a lot about him in the podcast.
Yeah, I like his build. I think he's, if he misses as a lead back, I think he has the build to be a very good backup. I think he has NFL size, speed, ability. The only thing I question is I don't know if they'd be looking to already draft another young running back who's a first and second down type back. We talked yesterday, if they're looking for a back, maybe it's the Kevin Falk of the future, a third down type change of pace backup running back. So that would be the only reason I'd question maybe Patriots' interest in him.
Yeah, and that kind of goes along with my second question is, do you think the Patriots would have an interest in the running back from Seattle?
Sean Alexander?
Sean Alexander.
We talked about that earlier. I just don't know where he fit in, and I think when he's out on the market, somebody's going to think he can still be a starter and a lead back and probably throw a little bit money at him. But there have been rumors linking Patriots' interest to Sean Alexander dating back to the middle of last season before he was even, you know, going to be released. And, you know, he's still very much a Seahawk. So I don't know where those rumors came from, but they've been persistent.
Hmm. And if you're him, you're leaving a team where there's already two or three running backs in the mix, coming to a team that has two or three running backs already in the mix.
Right.
I mean, why would
yeah,
you
that's,
even bother?
I think he's going to have a better opportunity somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. Now, Tom, thanks, John. That's John in Palm Bay. Now, this $15 Xavier bet, does this set the stage for a good weekend if you win it?
No. I got
everything else depend on this
no,
game?
I got like five more bets today.
Okay.
How many are you giving there?
I'm not getting 15, so.
How many are you giving?
Eight.
Eight, wow.
I just thought Georgia would be. I thought that was more of an isolated thing,
too.
But they look like the best team in college basketball. I mean, they're passing well, unbelievable.
And that 15 would have been a lot higher if his raise had been higher too. So,
oh, okay.
Well, though, that's the thing. I had to get back into gambling after I got my raise.
We just go 1 hour and 25 minutes without any good review talk. You had to ruin that, Eric.
All right, it's 1:25. When we come back, we'll get to Artie Knowles' review of Egypt.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mile and
Hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we got to go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
Oh, boy, does that bring back memories.
Yeah, huh?
Weren't
you in it? Oh, no, you were the little ones. The little furry things that run around.
That's Raiders Indiana of the Jones. Lost Ark. That's not even Star
That's
Wars.
Not Star Wars.
Imbecile.
It's Ewoks. He's
yeah.
right.
Ewoks, you imbecile. This. This. No, but I'm saying I was.
I
first...
am right.
That's Jerry, Raiders. There's Ewoks.
There's
in
Ewoks
Star
too. There's little furry.
Yeah,
guys.
But that's the music. Raiders of the Lost
the music
Ark.
Music is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I don't have my headphones.
It's not Star Wars.
I thought it was Star Wars.
Well, you're wrong, as usual.
Don't Star Wars.
Don't even get into Raiders of the Lost Ark with me. I know that. And I know Star Wars, so I can't argue with
Ewoks and Star Wars.
You excited about this new one?
Of course there are.
What? Are you excited about this new one?
I'm intrigued. Now, is it Harrison Ford?
Yes.
Yes.
See,
isn't he 75?
I know. I thought they were going to bring back a young guy to be a new. You know how, like, James Bond, they come out with a new James Bond?
That's what they should do to continue it so they can keep moving forward.
Yeah.
What do you think about this new Incredible Hulk, Fred?
I didn't even know they were coming out with one.
There you go.
Is it Bill Bixby?
Oh. Why, is he dead?
Yes.
No. I don't know.
That's
that.
Not right. No, it's Heath Ledger.
Is it Heath Ledger?
I was watching King,
oh,
of,
Queen, too, right?
King of Queens last night, Andy, and Lou Ferrigno was on. And he was addicted to video games, and Kevin James goes, "Hey, it's better you're addicted to video games than steroids." And his wife looks at him with a serious face and goes, "We don't joke about that."
All right, Artie says, he's from Keene, New Hampshire. We were talking earlier because Eric is taking the month of May off to go
taking
visit.
My 2 weeks that I get here, I'm taking them both in May. I'm not taking the whole month off. We have rookie camp at the beginning of May.
You did say, please try not to have that basketball game in May.
Because we have a holiday in May. We have
well,
my vacation
I know, but
in
you're going
May.
To
mini
Egypt.
Camp in
you're
May.
Going to Egypt. So the week before you go, it's all, you know, getting your stuff
Egypt.
Ready on the phone with the travel agent, making sure you get your... You know, passport, and then the week after, you have to kind of, you know, calm down. So it adds up to 4 weeks vacation.
All right, sure. If you say so.
You know,
we're just
you
going
June,
by
then.
History.
Yeah. So anyway, we were talking about Egypt and, you know, as a destination. And Artie says he works in international travel.
Okay.
And he says Egypt is awesome. You'll have a great time. Americans are really well received. The media makes you believe that all the places are dangerous. You'll be fine.
I hope so. I'm, you know,
you look a little Egyptian. You could pass for an Egyptian.
I'd have to put one of those, what are those things called?
Turban?
Not a turban, but it's the thing that the, you know, the Saudis and the Egyptians wear. They're like, it's like a long sheet, and they've got the little thing.
I would say what my uncle calls them, but I don't think it's appropriate.
I know what you're going to say, and it's not.
It's not appropriate. Well, I hope it's safe. I mean, going with an outfit that has armed security guards with us on all our excursions.
No offense, though.
So.
He's going to sell you unsafe because it's his business. He doesn't want people
to. But I'm not
thinking,
going with his
unit. No, I know, but in general, he wants people to travel to Egypt because he's selling it.
Well, apparently, I mean, I did some research on, you know, one of Donna upstairs, her husband has a travel agency, and he said that that's one of their most popular excursions.
Yeah.
All right, enough.
No, I
that's my point.
I really have a, you know, I really have a, I'm interested in seeing all those things, you know, whether it be China, the Great Wall, or
the eight wonders,
the pyramids.
Seven wonders of the world?
Yeah.
Egypt has only.
Oh, that's right.
I got no desire.
Well, no, you just want to sit on your couch.
I don't even
TV.
Want to see the Grand Canyon. Allison's like,
is that
go,
one of them?
When we go to Vegas, are we going to see the Grand
pyramid
Canyon?
The pyramid is the only remaining.
Well, the seven wonders of the world are all man-made. But then they also have the seven natural wonders of the world, which I think the Grand Canyon is one.
It should be, yeah.
Yeah. So,
isn't it just a big hole?
It's amazing, though. It's awesome. It's quite
incredible. In the middle somewhere between it's a big hole and it's amazing. It is what it is.
You know, you're unbelievable.
Why? I'm being honest.
What, in your life, what is amazing?
The fact that you allowed him to come back after that 2 days teaching career.
And I've been regretting it ever since.
Actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
Tell you what, you want to see amazing? If Xavier wins this game, that'll be amazing.
I have to do, Gary likes us to do the Urban Dictionary phrase or word of the day at 1:30, so he handed it to me. We have two today, and they are, in light of Eric's trip, both Egypt-related.
Oh.
Okay.
The first is the Egyptian gas mask. That's the Egyptian gas mask.
I love the repeat.
Which is a bit of a spin on Arabian goggles, if you're familiar with that. And then the second is Egyptian sunglasses. That'd be Egyptian sunglasses.
All right, pass it over.
Ooh.
They both involve girls, so you don't. We'll never partake.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Webradio@patriots.com.
How long is the flight to Egypt?
Pro Football Talk is now reporting Fernando Bryant, so we know it's real now.
Oh.
Now that the real
now
media...
Aren't they supposed to come before ESPN, not after?
Now that the real media is reporting it, not ESPN. ESPN getting a lot of criticism these days.
For?
That they become, you know, all about themselves and not about sports anymore.
These days or 1988?
No, there was an article in Sports Business Journal just the other day. Sports Business Journal is kind of like the industry rag.
They're 7 years too late.
You know, and...
Liz Mullen write it?
No. No. I think it was Dan Kaplan who wrote it.
Do you get Sports Business Journal?
I get it online. I get online. Daily.
Somebody in marketing gets it. I see it floating around.
I'm pretty sure we have the same description on this Egyptian sunglasses one for something else.
Could be.
Yeah.
When in Rome.
I'm or Cairo.
I'm not familiar with that.
But Christian Simonelli says he's up for buying us another lunch, but you do too much.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
Buy it.
So you can wait
book
till next
Gary.
You can wait till next week.
Book him.
Book him now.
He's booked.
But he says about the draft, I see no way the Pats draft a corner in the first round as many mocks have them taking. My thinking is that if they didn't want to give big money to a great corner like Asante or Ty Law, they won't do it for unproven guys like Jenkins or DRC, Cromartie. What do you guys think?
I agree.
I just think there isn't one worth taking. If there was a corner, I don't know. Give me a corner in the
McKelvin.
Last. No, but give me a corner in the last 5 years that was a top 10 pick. I mean, there's been a lot of safeties lately, like Sean Taylor and Michael Huff and Dante Whitten and those guys. But if there was a corner,
I don't know. Terrence Newman, was he a top 10 pick? Terrence Newman.
I mean, I think if there was a corner that was that highly rated, I don't think the Patriots would say, I'm not going to take him because I'm not going to pay him $18 million, guaranteed.
Well, I will give you a little snippet.
I just don't think there's a guy that's worth getting taken that high.
I'm working on debating the defenders for a story for the next issue.
I think that's going to be a good feature.
One of our panelists got back to me and has on his big board McKelvin 10 and says, so therefore it wouldn't be a huge stretch to take him at 7. Now, I think it's a stretch to have him at 10 on your big board, but...
I would agree with that. I think that's a little high.
That's a lot high. I think you're high if you take him.
I looking at the stats, I told you, I went to the Troy site to find something. There was no mention of him in the football media guide coming into the year. Like, I would expect a guy from Troy, if he's a top 10 pick, to be like poster boy for the Troy football program,
he
to
wasn't
be everywhere.
Even, he wasn't mentioned?
There was like...
They were talking about DeMarcus Ware when he was like 10 games into his freshman year. Everyone knew.
Right.
Every time you played Troy, all they would say is DeMarcus Ware is a legitimate pro prospect.
Like on the cover or inside cover, they had like five or six players. He wasn't one of them.
I said
he had like
I watched,
two picks.
I watched him play Oklahoma State on a Thursday night game. They didn't mention his name once. And those announcers love to say, now, you know, there may be Troy, but watch out. This guy is a, they didn't talk about him.
Because that's what pulls in somebody like me. Tom watches it because he's going to watch whatever game
watch
they put
game.
On.
Yeah.
But if they pull somebody in with,
right.
you could be seeing, you know, Deion Sanders before he's Deion Sanders, people will watch that.
Like all those Tulane games you watch when J.P. Lawson
no
was
question.
A senior.
Who knew he was going to be a stiff? I did.
I hated him at Tulane. I didn't
too.
Think, I didn't know why.
You watched all those
to
games too. Right?
I watched a couple of Tulane.
I never
games.
Watched him take a snap at Tulane.
He was awful.
I was up I against him. Another one to add to that list moving forward. Paul Bobby. No, what's his name? Ooh. Carpenter.
Oh, Rudy Carpenter.
Rudy Carpenter, Arizona State, stinks.
Oh, the quarterback
stinks.
Okay.
Let's see. Larry the Drunk writes in. Missed Tuesday's show. I was still passed out in a ditch somewhere nearby.
So do I need to tell the joke again?
Celebrating Irishness tends to do that to you. Anyways, just like to ask how your celebrations went for St. Patrick's Day. I didn't celebrate.
I didn't either.
Yeah, doing the same thing today as I did that day.
Paul, you're really against St. Patrick's Day.
He's against holidays
why
in general.
He's
against everything. The
what
guy hates Christmas.
You
if he hates Christmas, he's not going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
You like to emphasize the point that you don't do anything on St. Patrick's Day. But I got a feeling that there's a story behind this. That
no, there's not.
This people...
Fred, he even boycotted St. Joseph's Day yesterday, and the guy's a pilot.
That I never heard of.
I never heard of it.
Yeah,
either.
But we were talking about it the day
before. I didn't boycott it because I'd have to have known about it to boycott. Andy,
I wore red. Andy, I supported my Italian brothers.
Andy wore red.
Tom what happened
red.
In your past, Paul, that
for
made
Saint
you
Patrick's
have
day?
This such disdain Nothing. For St. Patrick's
I don't have any
Come
disdain
on.
For it. It's my nephew's birthday.
But no. But besides that, what is it about St. Patrick's Day that you are so dead set to make sure people know that you don't celebrate it?
Andy's the one who hates the Irish, not me.
I know, but you know,
I
sense that.
I like to make fun of them.
I can sense something. I know when there's something bothering you.
Nothing bothering me,
no,
Fred.
No?
It's not one of my rules. You've misjudged it.
I think St. Patrick's Day is one of your rules.
No.
No?
That would be inaccurate.
So if a bunch of your buddies
That's
said,
inaccurate.
"Hey, Paul, we're going down to the Black Rose in Boston. We're gonna," you
well,
know,
I wouldn't go to the Black Rose. In general.
Now, why? That rule
it's
number
not
78.
Favorite, not one of my favorite places.
Why do people get caught up in the green beer thing?
Well, I don't know. It's, tastes, it's just beer with food
people
colors.
That's
stupid.
My point. I went to 99 the other night just to eat, and this older gentleman, like your age, came in and he was like, "Do you have the green beer?" And the waitress was like, I don't think so. I'll check, though, for you. And she goes back and comes back and says, "Oh, we do have green beer. What kind would you like?" And I'm thinking, so they have green food coloring somewhere.
That's
yeah.
exactly
And the guy
it.
Was, like, excited that they had the green beer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He could do it at home. Buy a little tub of green food coloring and
that's
buy
right.
a six-pack.
That's right.
I just don't get the gimmick.
Yeah, that's all it is.
I tell you,
gimmick.
Fred, man, people like you, now I know why you make money. This, you know, on the NCAA tournament, how they put the scores up at the top of the screen of the other games? Now, right before they start a half, they have an advertisement on the one box for John Deere. I mean, they found a way to put advertisement on a little score box. See it up there?
Yeah,
John Deere.
Because the Temple game's about to start again, so they're I'm putting that up there right before.
I would
Amazing.
Have gone Cub Cadet
sure.
there, but.
Let's see. Eric is from San Francisco.
Eric wants to go to San Francisco
no,
here.
It's Eric with a C.
I just
right
misspelled.
That's okay.
The Patriots have been working out quite a few players, mainly at USC and Ohio State. They did the same thing last year, and the players showed serious interest in getting drafted before the Patriots could pick them. Oh, and got drafted before the Patriots could pick them. Do you think some of this is head games trying to get a team like the Jets to take a pick they think the Patriots want, like Golston?
No.
No. I think they show serious interest in every prospect.
Okay. Why, first of all, why would the Patriots want the Jets to draft Golston so he can terrorize Tom Brady?
So he can break
next...
Tom Brady's
yeah.
neck?
Let's see. Todd in Nova Scotia. Not to beat a dead horse, but on the Samuel thing, Pats only put a certain number on what they are willing to pay a cornerback. This whole thing about what he wants to
Anyway, he wants to talk about the theory.
Anyway.
He wants to talk about the theory that the Patriots only put a certain number on what they're willing to pay. Are you guys saying that this because someone told you something, or are you just blowing smoke?
Blowing smoke.
I remember back when Ty Law's salary was going from $5 million, which was 7.4% of the salary cap, to $8 million, which was 10%. Paul, and I think Andy, was saying at the time that there was no way Belichick would give Law that kind of money. Then the next year, Belichick paid Law $10 million.
The data on that MIG would be inaccurate, because I was surprised that they cut him the last year when he was scheduled to make $12.5 million. I was wrong.
Which was 13.2 of the salary cap. Then Law got hurt, and the Pats decided $12.5 million was too much. Fast forward to 2008, and Paul and Andy are saying the same thing. However, in 07, Belichick paid Samuel $8 million, which is only 6.8% of the salary cap, and refused to give him $9 million, which would be 7.5%.
It was my understanding that there would be no math.
So you tell me, do the Pats put a number on cornerback, or do they put a number on how good they think a player is?
Well, Ty Law was good, and they didn't re-sign him, and Asante Samuel's good, and they didn't re-sign him. I don't think you have to be a brain surgeon
He's painting those two scenarios out like they're the same. I mean, right. Like they're different, and I think they're the same.
Why don't we wait till the end of the year? Let's see what Asante Samuel does in Philadelphia. Then this argument will be over.
But you missed the argument.
Paul, don't. I mean, Tom, watch out for that, because if you're setting yourself up there. Because if he has a down year, then people can use that against you.
But some people aren't afraid to be wrong.
I'm saying that he's not going to have a down year. Right. He's going to go to the Pro Bowl. That's what I'm saying.
But okay.
The email's point is that they didn't value Samuel. It wasn't, but they did value Law. They kept Law. I don't think that's the case. I think that they did the same thing with Law that they're doing with Samuel. And I don't think they were necessarily wrong to do it with Law. I think $12.5 million was pretty high. I thought they were going to keep him. I was wrong. That's why I think I don't remember saying that they wouldn't have re-signed him the year before that. And then that was when the year that he went the whole thing with when he called Bill a liar. That's why I didn't think he was going to be back, not because of the money. There's a big difference there.
That was totally taken out of context.
And if Samuel does have a good year, wouldn't this be about probably the first time that a player has left New England and had a good season somewhere
else? The data on that MIG would be inaccurate also. But that's what they try to
say.
I'm trying to think of one. I can't think
of one. Ty Law picked off 10 passes the year after he left here.
When he was with the Jets?
Yeah.
Yes.
Picked off 10 passes?
10 picks, Pro Bowl.
All right. I didn't remember that.
I mean, there's guys
You're right, Eric.
Well, there was only one cheap one, and that was the one that Brady threw him in the flat that he returned 75 yards for a touchdown.
Exactly.
My point being is there's been a lot of
but Patriots.com.
There have been a lot of guys. I just try to present the fair side.
Fair
of,
and balanced,
of the argument.
Just like our email.
I used to love
callers.
Last year when we were talking, and Fed would go, "All right, 15-0."
Right. So we can't counter that now with all right 18-1. But I'm just saying.
That's true. You were making fun of us when we jumped on the undefeated bandwagon. Now you're making fun of us because we're trying to be on the other side. We can't win.
We were homers last year, and now we're
just because we're passionate about what we believe.
No, that was your way of saying whenever you were negative, say, "But I'm the one that said they were going to be undefeated."
No, we thought they were going to be undefeated.
That was your cover.
No, that was your cover. See, you're absolutely right, Fred. That's my way of proving that I'm trying to be fair and balanced. I think they're a great team. I think they're going to go undefeated.
No,
but I do recognize there are some flaws.
You're not negative against the Patriots. You're negative against Patriots fans.
Thank you.
You don't like Patriots fans. It's clear.
I don't like you.
No, you don't like Patriots fans. It's very clear.
But there have been guys that have left here. They may not be all pros and won 17 Super Bowls. There have been guys that have left here. Matt Chatham is exactly with the Jets that he was with the Patriots.
Except he got a lot more money.
No, he didn't. He got nothing.
Who was the guy that went out to...
Greg Spires had a good career in Tampa Bay.
He was okay.
Yeah, he played very well.
Damian Woody was fine his first couple years in Detroit. Now he's gotten fat.
Tom Ashworth.
Well, he was a stiff here, too.
Are we really comparing a guy like Asante Samuel leaving?
Deion Branch has been solid.
Those are the same type.
David Givens was supposed to be more than solid. So that's pulled off the table.
But it's not the same when a guy like Lawyer leaves or a guy that's like coming towards the end of his
career. Lawyer
Malloy. Asante Samuel is a budding star.
You don't think Lawyer Malloy is better than Eugene Wilson today?
Why are you comparing him?
Because that's
Eugene
the guy
Wilson?
Who replaced him, Fred.
Not when they got rid of him.
That's
no.
the guy Eugene, who replaced him, Eugene Wilson.
And when they got rid of Lawyer Malloy at that time, Eugene Wilson was better. I don't
no,
know what
he
happened.
Wasn't.
To, yes,
no,
he, was.
He wasn't. He was simply
he made
cheaper.
More plays.
He was cheaper.
He made more plays.
You're wrong, Fred.
First of all,
Lawyer Malloy didn't have a tackle when they got rid of him.
Eugene Wilson wasn't even the option. It was Antoine Harris that they thought was replacing
him. That'll tell you what they thought of Lawyer Malloy.
But the guy that...
They were wrong.
Fred,
they
cut Lawyer Malloy for one reason only, and that was money. And you know that. So why are you going to try to make it out?
You got to read Patriot Rain.
Go read anything you want, Fred. They didn't want to pay him $4 million.
Those are quotes.
If they wanted to get rid of him, they would have gotten rid of him. They waited and tried to see if he would take a pay cut.
Those are quotes.
They didn't want him to make $4 million.
Tell me, what are
my words?
What are the
they
quotes?
They didn't think he was worth $4 million a year. I know exactly what the story was. Yeah. They didn't want to pay him $4 million.
But they wouldn't say what they said if it was just money.
They never said it on the record.
It's in the book, Paul.
That's not for the record. That's a book. That's an insider's deal who heard stuff that it was the rest of the public wasn't privy to.
I know, but it's still in there.
Fred, what did it say in there? They didn't think he was worth $4 million. I read it. So don't tell me that they didn't think he was a good player because they still wanted him on the team as early as 3 days before the season.
Paul.
Don't shake your head and make a joke out of it. You're wrong.
I'm telling you, Paul.
Here we go.
I mean,
unbelievable. This is why you get everybody
just
upset
turned
at you.
Into Calhoun. Don't shake your bleeping head at me.
I mean, I read the whole story. You're wrong.
They didn't
he
think
made
that highly
four,
of him.
Because he was making $4 million, Fred, and he wasn't worth
it. Yeah, he'd be worth $1 million, but there's no way
they're
going to do
he was,
that.
Yes, you're right. He was better than Eugene Wilson. They wanted him back at $1 million. That proves my point.
But no. But was that realistic to want him for $1 million?
Yes.
Would he ever do that?
They thought he would. They thought if they backed
him. Oh, they knew he wouldn't.
That's bull, Fred. That's absolute bull.
No,
you know that he would have done
it. No, he would. He never would have done that.
That's absolutely false.
Say he never was willing to do
that. That's absolutely false. Bill thought even as recently, they thought they were backing him into a corner where he would have to take the pay cut because he wouldn't have anything available that close to the start of the season. Everybody tampered with him and cheated, so they were able to get a contract.
What is that?
It's funny how you forget all the details.
Yeah, and what does that say, what they thought about him if they were only willing to give him $1 million?
That they wanted him back.
What does that say about what they thought about his ability?
That
if they
wanted
only,
him back.
If they only were willing to give him $1 million.
That they wanted him back on the team.
At $1 million.
Yes.
But not.
First of all, it wasn't $1 million. They just wanted him to take a pay cut. I don't know what the pay cut was.
Okay.
They wanted him to take a pay cut.
Okay. It had nothing
That's
to do with
wanted.
His ability.
For $4 million, they didn't think
but
he
had
the ability to make $4 million,
right.
Fred.
Right.
They didn't want him to be the highest paid safety in football. And
right.
they were right. He shouldn't have been the highest paid player in football.
They didn't.
However, Bill Belichick signed him to that contract. What does that tell you about what he thought about his ability?
Maybe he made a mistake. Maybe Belichick made a mistake.
Right.
And maybe he was making up for that mistake.
Exactly. That doesn't mean that he didn't think he could play. They didn't think
it's
he was
exactly what it means.
Fred, they didn't think
you're
he was worth
$4
million.
You're making my point.
No, actually, you're making mine.
So
but now here we go with the laugh and the sarcasm, and now we'll change the whole thing around.
Right, because
that's
no
what
one
Fred
can disagree
does.
With Paul.
You just disagree with me, but you're not listening.
I am listening.
Well, if you say you're making your point, then you're not listening.
And I also read what was said in the
they
book.
They did not want Antoine Harris and Eugene Wilson manning that spot. That's all I can tell you. They didn't. And if you go down and ask Bill Belichick and put his hand on a Bible, he'll tell you the same thing.
But they were willing to let Malloy go.
Bible
for $4 million, yes,
right.
Face over here.
What
about
me tell you?
I want an F bomb.
There's no way he thought that he wasn't going to come back. He wanted him back. That's why they waited so long.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Well, I know you don't ever know until after it happens.
Paul,
then you decide that
you wouldn't
can come
say what
say
he
it.
Said about him if he thought he was that good a player.
What? What did he say about him? What did he say about him?
I can't say it on the radio. That's
why. It's public record. I thought it was out there.
It's in the book.
I know
it's a
what
swear
he said.
Word.
I know what he said when it was out there.
Well, I
know what he said in the press conferences. It was the toughest decision he ever had to make as
now,
a football coach. Right?
All the
Andy,
other times
when
Bill Belichick
yes.
stuff in press conferences,
well,
we can't take
well, you tell
it.
Me,
but now all of a sudden it's exactly
you tell me
accurate.
You tell me stuff that I wasn't privy to because I never heard him say what you just mouthed to me.
It was in the book.
I never heard him
it
say
was
that.
In the book.
I don't really care what was in a book by his lapdog.
Two years
after the fact. I don't care about that. I want to know what he said for everybody to hear.
Meanwhile,
okay, so everything that Bill Belichick
I want to know what he said on the public
everything
record.
Everything that Bill Belichick has ever said about any player or any team or any other
all
player
right, so
on
did,
any team
so did he
is
lie?
Exactly accurate.
So did he lie?
He never says anything
did
negative.
He lie? I'm asking you, did he lie?
He didn't say exactly what he was thinking. No.
Did he lie?
He didn't lie.
Okay. Then what he said was that was the toughest decision he had to make as a football
it might
coach.
Have been a tough decision because he likes the guy.
So now, he's into charity. He just wants to start a guy at safety because he
likes. Does he like Troy Brown?
Yeah, and he has.
Did they offer him a contract this year?
No.
Exactly. You're making my point.
They didn't offer him a pay cut. You're making my point.
They didn't even offer him anything.
Next, this is going to be easier than striking you out in a couple of weeks.
they didn't offer him anything, but he
likes
Troy Brown.
This is like batting practice, and I'm the pitcher.
He likes Christian Fourier? Does he like anyone?
Fred, he didn't offer those guys contracts. He offered Malloy a spot on his team.
Based on their playing ability.
Right, he didn't offer those guys contracts. He did offer Malloy
one over later, just to see how this plays out.
What they were offering?
Seriously, I mean, everybody's got to tell me what part of this I'm telling you wrong.
What they were offering?
They offered him a contract. They didn't offer the other guys a contract. How is that making your point?
Because for $1 million,
they're bringing up guys that they cast aside and didn't want.
Paul, for $1 million, yeah, let's take Lawyer Malloy. Why not?
Well, if he couldn't play, why would they want him for $1 million, Fred?
Because I'm not saying he can't play at all, but
yes, that is exactly what you said.
No,
that's
it isn't.
Word for word. You said he was better than you said he wasn't as good.
He's
as you
another example of a guy who left his team who thought he was better than he is.
You said he wasn't as good as Eugene Wilson
at that time.
So if he wasn't as good as Eugene Wilson,
that's been proven.
If he wasn't as good as Eugene Wilson, why would they have wanted him back for $1 million to play over Eugene Wilson?
That's been proven.
It hasn't been proven, Fred.
At that
he's
year,
not
Eugene,
a better player. Today, Lawyer Malloy is a better player than Eugene Wilson.
Eugene Wilson had a better year that year than Lawyer Malloy.
I don't think that's true.
That's exactly true.
I don't think that's true.
They both had good years.
No. Everybody that left the Patriots, Andy, all fall apart.
They
you didn't know
had
that?
Good years, Fred.
No.
Well, Lawyer had a good year.
He broke his arm in 6 months later? And so that means he couldn't play because he broke his arm. They were right.
Eugene Wilson contributed to a Super Bowl.
So what does that mean? So did Earth, Wind, Moreland. Is he better than Ty Law?
I'm telling you, as a starter, my friend.
Randall Gay, is he better than Ty Law? He started in the Super Bowl, my enemy.
Well... Oh.
I mean, you're not even listening.
I am listening.
No, you're not. You're just being
sarcastic. Lawyer Malloy was nowhere near as good as he thought he was when he left the
Patriots. That's not what I asked
you. And the Patriots knew that.
Here's where you get into the changing the thing. Was he better than Eugene Wilson? That's what this whole thing started with.
But
I say yes, you say no. That's the philosophical difference of this whole thing.
Let's just say he was better than a first-year player. So what?
Okay.
They still weren't willing.
As long as you admit that, then we can stop having this argument.
They still weren't willing to pay him what he wanted.
Fine.
And not even close to what he wanted.
We're absolutely fine now. You started off the whole thing by saying something completely contradictory to that.
But he is not an example of a guy, Paul, who left his team
and went on
to a great career.
Would they have been better or worse with him on the team?
They won a Super Bowl without him. How better can you be?
Could they have been better? Was this team better than the Super Bowl winning teams until they lost in the Super Bowl? So you can be better by winning a Super Bowl. You can be a better team.
Paul.
Was the 0-4 team better than the 0-1 team?
Paul, they won. They got rid of Lawyer Malloy and won a Super Bowl.
Was the 0-4 team better than the 0-1 team?
What else do you want?
Fred, all I'm saying is there were people that have no longer played for the Patriots that have gone on
to
play well in other
places. How many people would you have had to get?
I didn't want to start this whole thing, Fred. I only made a point that there have been players that the Patriots have lost that have played well in other places.
Oh.
Contrary to New England's belief.
Okay. So how many people would they have had to have gotten rid of if they signed him for the money he wanted? And maybe they wouldn't have won a Super Bowl because of that.
See, you're missing this whole thing. I'm not suggesting that they did the wrong thing. At the time, I thought they did. I was proven wrong. I thought that he was worth $4 million a year. He wasn't. I'm not suggesting that the Patriots made the wrong thing. When we get in our arguments this is what always happens.
But you're saying he was a good player. He left here,
and I think that he played well in Buffalo. You don't think he did because you'd hate for no reason.
He can't make a tackle, Paul.
That's my point right there. That's it right there.
And he couldn't when he was on the Patriots.
Except for when you happened
to
run into him in Atlanta, and then it was like old home week.
What? You can't criticize a guy's ability and still think he's a good guy? You have to hate him because he can't play football anymore?
The way you're talking about him right now, that only makes you a fraud.
I'm not like that.
Because if you really feel that strongly about him as a person, then what you're saying about him, you can't make a tackle?
Why? He couldn't make a tackle.
You don't think he can make a tackle?
Oh, come on. Paul. Be honest. When he was with the Patriots that
last
year,
you think he couldn't make a tackle?
How many times did he whiff? I don't know, Fred.
How many did he
whiff? He became one of
the
worst open field tacklers in that
secondary.
You give
me the numbers. How many did he whiff?
Oh, okay. I'm going to
I don't know.
17.
I don't really remember.
17
I don't really remember him missing any tackles.
17.
So I'm going to say
that's
zero.
That's one per game.
I'm going to say zero.
One per week.
Can I just read you the stat lines from 2003?
No.
Okay. I didn't think he'd let you do that.
No.
He's the boss.
Because that doesn't tell you how many times he whiffed
Paul,
on.
Honestly, Paul.
Last year he was with the Patriots.
Are you trying to tell me that, he was playing up to the contract level?
No. How many times? This is, again, you have to change it. I don't think he was worth $4 million a year. But don't tell me he's not better than Eugene Wilson. That's all I said.
But
so they let a guy go.
I know, but
to keep a guy who wasn't as good. So don't tell me he's not good.
And he's not as good. He's better than a lot of players in the Patriots secondary. But the fact is, he's not an example of a guy who left the Patriots.
We can get through this whole
thing. And had a great career after.
He's an example of a guy. See, again, stop changing the words, Frank.
But that's how this started.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
Eric.
Eric made a comment that no one has left the Patriots and played well.
And you used him as an example.
He has played well.
He's filled a spot. He's a Jag now.
This is unbelievable.
He's a Jag.
Just forget it, Fred. He you just want to change everything. That's fine.
Are you saying he's more than a Jag?
I'm saying
six years later in a 12-year career, he's now a Jag.
Thank you. He's 111 years old now. Yes, now, today, he's a Jag. In 2003, he wasn't a Jag with Buffalo.
He helped them a lot.
Oh, see, all right. So based on your theory, get rid of the other 52 guys because it doesn't matter as long as 12 is here. Because you could give this whole system crap all the credit you want. They win for one reason and one reason
only.
It's
just Tom
Brady.
They have
the best quarterback in football.
They wouldn't win without him, but it's not just him and you know it.
They wouldn't win without him.
Boy, if Lawyer's a Jag, what do you call Eugene Wilson?
But, you know, but it's unfair to compare him to Eugene Wilson.
Because you just sit there and say they won a Super Bowl without him. So what does that mean?
Because you
could they not have been better with Tom Locke picking off 10 passes?
You're the one changing the argument. You're saying, well, they got rid of him because they had Eugene Wilson.
No,
or
that's
they
not
thought
what I said.
Eugene Wilson was
that's
better.
That's not what I said.
That's not why they got rid of him.
That's not. I said they got rid of him because of money.
Because of money, and they didn't think he was worth it. Because of ability.
$4 million.
If they thought he was that good, they would have paid him the money.
But, Fred, you're then extrapolating that comment, and you're saying that they thought what they had was better.
No. No. The argument, Eric, back me up here.
Andy, time out. Back me up here for a second because I know you like when we get in these arguments and you laugh. Okay?
I want an F-bomb.
Just tell me this. Did this start with him saying that Eugene Wilson was better in 03 than Lorne Moore?
Absolutely not.
Ask me
not.
If that's how it started.
Kind of
if
how
you
I
say,
thought it started.
If you say no, then I'll stop.
It
and
started
I'll say
with
I was
Eric
wrong.
Saying that no one's left here and been good, which is an overstatement.
I was asking.
But you use Lawyer Malloy as the
and you
example.
And you don't think he was good?
No. I don't think he was good when he was here.
Fred, can I read the stat line?
The last year.
That's the part to me that I think is most disingenuous.
Because
when he was here, you would have built a statue to him.
Paul.
Can I just read the stat line from Lawyer's first year in Buffalo?
Sure.
He played 16 games with 105 tackles, 76 solos.
Okay.
That's hard
season.
To fluff up.
That's a good season.
9 passes defensed, 3 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. That's a good
year.
It's
a very good season.
It's a good year. Somebody has to make the tackles in Buffalo.
Now it's a good year in Buffalo. You're unbelievable.
You know? You are
unbelievable. He blew Eugene Wilson
for a season like that from the Cowboys' safety.
Let me tell you something.
Here's the thing. Gary plays
How many
a
points
clip.
Did that defense give up that
Gary,
year?
Gary plays a clip.
No, the defense sucked. I'm talking about one guy, Lawyer Malloy. It's
part,
a player-for-player
player
comparison.
Because I get this reputation. I'm like the know-it-all. Gary plays a clip that I'm making fun of the Patriots for picking Richard Seymour. It's how many years later, Gary? 2001, right?
2001.
It's still funny.
I resign.
With me saying that and how wrong I was and how fast I would be willing to admit that I was wrong. Gary plays a whole bit. That Tom talks about Alan Branch and who was the other guy? Lamar Woodley?
Yeah.
Tom? Were those the guys from the draft?
No, the running back from Tennessee.
Yeah, Chris Henry. Chris Henry.
You'll walk home.
It's just, you know, it's funny, but we admit we were wrong.
Right.
Why we can't just say that Lawyer Malloy was a good player in Buffalo, I just don't understand that.
I don't really it doesn't remember make admitting us bad, that was wrong.
It doesn't make us bad people. Everybody's wrong. When you talk about something that hasn't happened yet, and you talk about the future, sometimes you're going to be wrong.
All those stats were made in week one against the Patriots.
This all got started because I was merely...
That's
I wanted
right.
To ask
it started
a
with Eric. It because didn't start it, with Eugene it's, Wilson and Lawyer Malloy.
It's one of those public perceptions of everybody that everything that Bill does is right. And just because he's a great coach and there's no coach I'd rather have doesn't mean that everything he does is right.
Everything he does isn't right, but that was right. That was right.
But that's not the point. Everybody
says
that.
That's what we're talking about.
No, what we were talking about is every player that's left here.
That's an overstatement.
Has not.
Of course, that's an overstatement.
And the reason that people.
Adam Vinatieri is a fine kicker.
The reason that people.
He remains a fine kicker.
He's a fine.
But the reason that people say that is because they want to believe that everything Bill did is right.
Most of what he does is right. Oh, and you're saying it isn't?
Yes, I am saying it is. It doesn't mean that Lawyer Malloy wasn't a good player in Buffalo, Fred.
I think he
it
had.
It doesn't
a,
mean
I,
that Damian Woody didn't go to Detroit.
Last,
and,
I think
and
in
perform.
His last 2 years, and certainly his last year, there was a major drop off from the Lawyer Malloy we all remember.
But then he picked up in the next year.
He had a one resurgent year, but he's
and then he broke his arm the following year.
I mean, he just wasn't the same guy, and the Patriots knew it.
I'm not arguing with you on that.
That's the point.
But I'm arguing that not every player that has left New England has failed.
I'll give you that.
But that's not what. Well, Terry's
a fine kicker.
Friend.
Fred, I'm in about a 5% minority on that in New England. Everybody is just willing to say, sweep it across the board. No player that's ever been cut by Bill Belichick has ever performed even to a level that's NFL worthy.
I'll even say Deion Branch is a good player, but he's on not that good a team.
Well, Bill does regret that Robbie Gould cut.
No, right.
And aside from Ty Law, have any of them made the Pro Bowl after
they've
left
here? I'm not even going that far.
I was trying to get to my point being that they had great careers, equal or better than they had in New England when they left New England. That was my point.
How many guys that he cut were made the Pro Bowl?
I'm trying to remember.
But, I mean, you're trying to say, like it's unrealistic to expect Deion Branch to all of a sudden be an all-pro when he wasn't an all-pro here. Why should he get that much better? You know, I mean, was Matt Chatham, he was a special teamer here, he's a special teamer there.
Because when you sign a guy to a contract like Samuel Gutt, you expect him to perform
He'll be a Pro Bowler in Philadelphia.
He needs to be a Pro Bowl.
Right.
He needs to be a Pro Bowl.
He would be a guy that if he never makes another Pro Bowl... That's an example on your side.
But here's where I'll side with Paul. If Samuel has a bad season for whatever reason next year, I will refuse to say, well, the Patriots knew he wasn't that good or he was a system cornerback.
That's awful nice.
I won't say it.
I'll see what happens this time next year.
I'll be happy. But
I would say, Fred, on your defense.
I would rather have him than Randy Moss.
I would say on your defense, Fred, that if he doesn't do anything in Philadelphia, if he doesn't go to Pro Bowls and he doesn't have any success, that's poster, like Andy said, that's the poster
boy for it.
For a guy that Bill cut ties with because he knew he was just okay.
Well, you would think, though, you know, in that kind of defense with Jimmy Johnson as defensive coordinator, he will have success.
I think he'll be a good player because he's a good player.
Yeah.
But he won't. I just think that, you know, and I don't have the whole list of all these guys in front of me right now, but.
Well, they would be right in front of you if you knew that there was a guy.
Yeah,
who
but you tried to muddy
and,
the no. waters. You, right. Lawyer Malloy and Tom Ashworth are not the same guy. You were like, huh, Tom Ashworth.
Point. Well, this is a guy who
Tom Ashworth cashed in on the Patriots game.
Exactly.
Right. Lawyer Malloy didn't do that. Right. Lawyer Malloy had a great year after he left.
But if I was a Belichick guy, if I'm defending Belichick, I would point to guys like Woody. And those guys, I wouldn't be pointing to Tom Ashworth and Brandon Gordon.
Played tight end his last few games here.
Right.
I mean, those guys weren't really good players on the Patriots. Right. They were just
they
Tully Bantic. I wouldn't be pointing to Tully Bantacane, you know?
Well, he was old.
I know.
My point is you don't see it that often with a guy as young as Samuel.
Deion Branch, David Givens, and Asante Samuel are the
young,
prime of their career
guys. And when
guys
Branch left, I wanted him. They screwed that up. I don't think. Now, Branch is different than Malloy.
Branch
I think
is
they
the
screwed
prime.
Up. They wanted. Branch they really the did want him to stay. Whereas Malloy, I think they were.
Who says we didn't give him any football?
If you're willing to give us, you know,
give him overtime
million,
now.
Otherwise, we're not going to. All right. We'll be back.
See you next Tuesday.
Jamarcus Russell was the first pick. Detroit takes another wide receiver, and the Dolphins don't take Brady Quinn. If you're having trouble figuring out the NFL draft, PFW's Tom Casale has the answers.
I think both guys at 24 would be stealing. And they're not falling like rocks. That's all internet crap. There's no way Branch is going to be there at 24. None.
With the 33rd pick in the NFL draft, the Cardinals select Allen Branch, defensive tackle, Michigan.
Well, he was right about Corey Dillon and Lawrence Maroney, so let's talk running backs.
Round 3, Chris Henry, the running back of Arizona.
Listen, that we should talk about him. This guy stunk in college. He's an upright runner. Now all of a sudden he's got a nice physique. He goes and runs a fast 40, and everyone's thinking he's going to go in round 3. Forget about it. Round 5 at the earliest.
With their first selection in the second round, the Tennessee Titans select running back Chris Henry from Arizona.
So if your mock draft has scribbles all over it and you're convinced the guy in Miami misheard Quinn and wrote Ginn, you're not alone. And don't worry, there's always next year, and Tom Casale will be there to break it down.
At 15, I think that's where you make the move, because those teams should all be interested in
him. So if he's there at 15, you trade for him?
You got it.
What's the trade?
I don't know how to work out trades. I'm a scout. I'm not Pioli. His job is to take care of that kind of thing.
PFW in progress.
I just don't understand football, I guess.